Annyeong, everybody. Welcome to Painted Black Podcast. I'm Pete Berg. Join me this week, usual gang of idiots. And not idiots, I'm sorry, guys. Brian Katz.
Poking the whiskers.
News girl, Jillian Gray.
Hello, hello.
Good old Lou.
What's up?
And our buddy Justin.
Glad to be back.
How's everyone doing today?
It is raining like hell
like
in
a motherfucker.
Dude, we had like swim here.
Welcome to Venice.
You live 10 minutes from me. It took me 35 minutes to get here.
It takes me 12 minutes to get to the train station where I had to go to work to my home. It took me an hour and change to get home.
Well, the main road there is a series of rivers and lakes.
Jill was showing her pictures of boat homes the other day.
Oh,
you might get your wish.
Yeah, we need a boat home. Boat home.
This might turn into one.
Driveway was just a river. You had your boat poked in there.
There were cars with water up to their windows on the Round Swamp Road, which is like, I guess, essentially right around the corner from here. I've never seen cars that deep in water.
Yeah, not since the last, not even the last hurricane around here anyway.
Well, no, because, I mean, by the water, it flooded, but the ocean flooded. It wasn't rain.
It was just horrible rain.
Yeah. It's the last time I disregard my iPhone, because my iPhone pops up, it's like, flood warning, 6:30 p.m. I'm like, oh, what the hell is that?
I know, mine went off, too, and I'm sitting at work going, pussy.
Yeah. I jump outside, I'm like, oh, damn, what am I doing right now?
Oh, that's why. As it took me an hour and a half to get home.
Long Island Railroad is the same thing. Flood warnings. Like, yeah, what do I care? I'm on a train right
I'm
now.
I'm just lucky that I got home from the LIR, because realistically, the LIR is just madness. When, like, rain, if it drizzles out or if a bum spits on a rail, it's like the end of the LIR.
Icicle. Yeah. Done.
Delayed an hour. We got moisture.
Oh, wait, there's sunshine. No, delays. Done.
And if anyone who listens to this is feeling sad and glum, please don't commit suicide on the LIR. It really fucks up traffic.
Please.
You don't understand how big of a problem that is.
They have a whole campaign about it. Like, please be considerate and slit your wrist instead. Basically, is the campaign.
Yeah.
Do quality, you know, the privacy of your own home. Do it with pills so there's not a lot of mess.
Did you see the other day on, like, the Today Show, like, behind them, or they're outside taping, and someone just slit their wrist?
No!
Oh, my God,
it
no.
It wasn't on camera. It didn't make it on camera. They had to move inside because the crowd was going nuts.
Was the guy, like, dead ass just looking in the camera, like,
no, that wasn't. It didn't make its way onto camera, at least. Maybe he was dead ass looking, but.
Matt Lauer, why won't you acknowledge me?
Matt Lauer acknowledged it. He's like, so some guy attempted to commit suicide outside.
Looks like it's raining blood out there, John.
It's. This is Al Roker.
Al Roker. How you doing out there, Al? Well, I'm bandaging up the man right now, and he's here from Tulsa, and he's just having a just excited to
and
be here.
And his wife loves pie.
Looks pretty bleak out here. Forecast is for death.
It's not as bad as the guy from last week we talked about who set himself on fire and then got pepper sprayed.
Well, the problem was that he didn't set himself on fire. Was it? He did it because of fur. Like, just if you're gonna set yourself on fire, just like go out like a trooper. Like just be like. The G.I. Joe movie was terrible. Bah! Like something that would really be funny or awesome.
Go real.
The G.I. Joe movie is terrible. Is a bigger cause than fur.
Yeah, because you sound like an asshole. Like you really take a real stand. But if you
fur
didn't,
fur is murder. You sound like
I
an
say
asshole.
You go deeper and you just be like Woody Allen's earlier work was better. Yeah.
Cobra. I don't know why I'm stuck on the G.I. Joe thing.
No,
but.
Start invoking fake gods and fictional characters. That'd be great for Jack Skellington. Yeah.
Thor.
This is for canceling the new Sex in the City series on WB.
Did
they
cancel
Carrie Diaries, yes.
They canceled it probably midway through the first episode.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to get to that with TV. I got some extra stuff, cancellations and what have you, but why don't we do a little news? And as with last week, I brought some shit, Jillian brought some shit. We're going to read off the titles. You guys are going to tell us which ones you want to hear and which ones you want to hear first. Would you like to kick it off, Jillian?
Certainly. I have high school cheerleader accused of pimping out teammate.
Brian's working on something.
Poking the whiskers.
I couldn't wait for that shit. All right, next one. Virginia politician says Satan possesses those who practice yoga.
Dalzim is under arrest.
Which leads in nicely to my next one, which is ex-student shoots porn on Catholic school grounds as payback.
We're going to hear a lot of that.
Yeah.
And finally, town males discarded dog poop back to errant pet owners. So which
what? One?
Yes.
Is that our start?
I like that. I've had that thought.
Are we starting there?
So
wait. Can we read that?
Yeah. Town males discarded dog poop back to errant pet owners.
Like, what would be considered an errant pet owner?
Basically, all right, we'll just start with this story then. Right. Yeah, and then I want to hear
need,
that.
Since you need a vocab lesson, yeah,
I really want to hear that prostitution one, too.
Yes.
All right, so this takes place in Spain, where dog parks, you know, it's a common courtesy. You pick up after your dog. And it's apparently become such a problem that the, I forget what actual city this is, but they've hired people, Brunette, outside of Madrid. They've started a complex effort to crack down on these dog owners. So they've hired people to go into the dog parks, make friendly with everybody, learn the dog's names, and then when the dog shits and the person doesn't pick it up, they scoop it up, put it in a nondescript box labeled lost property, and mail it to the owner.
It's not narc, it's bark.
What if the owner doesn't sign for it?
They just get the box. I'm sure they have a system for it.
Wait, I'm confused, though. So they get to know the person? The person gave them their street address?
They learn the names of the pets because the pets are registered to a certain person by the tags, I guess, or something. And they mail you the dog poop.
Okay.
Do they set it on fire?
This is pretty
preferably.
Amazing. Yes.
I would hope so.
I'm on board.
Flaming bags of poop again.
Third offense, flaming box of poo.
If your dog is particularly gross, they'll actually shit in the box along with it just to fill it up.
Seems like a lot of effort to, like, why not just scold people or something? Like,
because here's why. It's working. 70% drop in dog shit.
Well,
what if you just hired one sniper to be there, like, at all times?
Yeah, exactly. Got you 100% drop in dog shit.
Yeah. Like,
it's just Deathstroke sitting on top of a hill with a sniper rifle.
Yeah, if you walk away from the poop, you just get executed.
To save on
first one, they take out your leg.
That's, like, not against the law to, like, ship shit.
No, you just gotta register properly.
How do you register shit?
You know when you go to the post office where they say, like, do you have any dangerous biohazards or, like, produce? Like, they ask you, what are you mailing, basically?
Nah, it's just dog shit.
You're telling me if I mailed shit to Obama, like, he'd be okay with that.
I think sending it to the president is different, but if you sent shit to an enemy and it was dog shit, yeah, nothing illegal about that.
Right. Yeah, and a 70% drop at little cost to the city.
I would think it would work.
To the city.
Little? There's no way.
Yeah.
They actually...
An investigator.
A spokesman said, quote, "We told them we didn't have a penny to spend, but they found the idea so novel and exciting, they decided to work with us anyway." They literally are doing this on the cheap.
I hate this because this reminds me, Kat's going to agree with me on this, there are these dickheads in our town that go around and give people tickets for parking in handicapped spots, and I got a ticket in a 24-inch snowstorm for parking across a handicapped spot.
Are
not
these,
even in it, with no parking spot.
Police officers?
No, these are citizens that volunteer to do it. They take your picture, they send it in, you get a fucking ticket.
Oh, well, these are people that need to be swiftly beaten.
Exactly, all right?
Fuck you, you pretentious assholes.
I might just go to where I got the ticket and park in a handicapped spot until a guy takes a picture of my car, and then I'm going to beat him up.
Follow him home and mail him a box
of
shit.
He might as well take a picture of the assault that's about to happen.
You might as well just pinch a loaf yourself and stick it in his mailbox at that point.
Justin, you might want to buckle up because I feel like they're gearing up for a real campaign about disabilities and people's rights. Like, I heard something on the radio today, and it's getting worse and worse. Like, they're going to be all over you, man.
People's rights.
Love to park into handicapped spots.
Look, man, people's rights. One handicapped spot per establishment. Like, I go to the gym, there's like 24 handicapped spots. Like, is it really that many people run the tread?
Rehab. If you're going there for rehab and you have a handicap sticker.
The point is, at any gym I've gone to that has said handicap spots, there's never a car in it.
I know,
one.
But that's the reason.
Ever.
Oh, that's my gym?
Once.
Actually, I got a guy on crutches every day. He's there on crutches.
There was one time I'm standing outside my gym. I'm waiting for Lou, actually. This is back when me and Lou used to work out together. And some guy pulls up in a motorcycle, parks in the handicap spot, and goes, "Fuck it. They're never going to come work out." 2 minutes later, a handicap van pulls up. And you just see all their faces in the windows, like, no.
Were they there to work out?
No, they were there to watch. They were there for the free pizza that Planet Fitness hands out.
Fuck that shit. But
brilliant.
They're supposed
to
be handicapable,
right?
You'll
be a member forever. Just keep getting
fatter. I quit the fuck out of that gym.
Yeah,
so did
I. I'd like to see, like, a treadmill for a wheelchair, just a super long one.
It's a good upper arm workout.
Nah, man, you know, they're supposed to be handicapable, man. Fucking march your ass down the parking lot. Like, come on.
You're just
brought
like the
handicapable last week.
What?
I don't know.
Someone brought the handicapable, didn't they?
Nah.
We probably had that discussion.
Probably not on mic, but
off mic.
I'm sure we talked about it.
All right,
Jillian, why don't you hit us with your story?
Which one do you want?
What do you guys think? Do you want
porno,
cheerleader pimp,
porno
or Catholic
pimp?
School porno?
I
want to
hear about.
Either way, we're going to be
which
hearing
one do you
a
little hear first?
Danny DeVito.
Poke in the whiskers.
Okay, I'll start with this one. Okay. Ex-student shoots porn on Catholic school grounds as quote-unquote payback. This is from...
Poke in the whiskers.
I'm sorry, I should wait for it.
I love that new clip, man. I love it.
I believe... I don't have my sources on this copy, man. I think this
it's
was
right.
Gawker.
Payback to
it
what?
It was Gawker.
We're not what we refer to as a credible news source.
No.
Well, I'm... No,
you write it
Gawker,
down. Everything
so
I
no
say
worries.
Is credible.
No.
Okay, so here we are. Buckle up. Aspiring internet porn performer... By the way, that's very classy.
Aspiring
internet porn performer. Valerie Dodds, porn name Val Midwest. You got to work on
write
that.
Write
that
name.
Wah, wah.
Work on that name. Says she was constantly mocked by her fellow classmates at St. Pius 10. Is that how you say it? 10? St. Pius 10 High School.
The 10th.
Yeah, the 10th. Thank you. High School.
You're Catholic? Come on.
I'm not Catholic.
You're Christian.
For her decision to enter the adult entertainment business. So to get back at them for their rude remarks, the 19-year-old Lincoln, Nebraska native paid a visit to her old Catholic school to shoot a very special tribute dedicated to all the naysayers. Naturally, it was called Pius XXX. I held nothing back. I used my fingers, my toys, and even my crucifix in my, I'm not
Woo!
Saying that word, P-U-S-S-Y.
Was it a solo porn?
It sounds like it.
I'm confused. Mocked, like as in she can't do porn, or as in, oh my God, she's a porn star.
I think it's, oh my God, she's a porn star.
I mean, that's
anybody
like a mocking? Like every male in school is like, that bitch is a porn star? That's awesome.
Is anybody else wildly turned on right now?
Rock solid.
Once she said crucifix, I was just
that's the most disturbing scene in The Exorcism with that little girl with the crucifix. And,
if by disturbing you mean sexy,
right?
I'm rock solid right
she
now.
She was spewing, you know, soup. I was spewing my DNA.
No. Now, I know we sometimes think that porn stars aren't the brightest bulbs in the bunch, or probably won't say it. But I think this girl actually has a shot in life because Dodds knowingly broke the law when she trespassed onto the campus grounds. Yet she points out, in her legal defense, why would you give me a ticket for public nudity if I'm trespassing on private property? Which gives you pause to think.
It's like, wait, which is it? Public or private?
Exactly. Why are you giving me a ticket for public nudity on private property? Right. Did I trespass or was it public?
Did she do it live?
No, she didn't do it live. That'd be great, though,
something,
wouldn't it?
Something tells me that you could still be charged for public nudity on private property. Like, you can't go on your front lawn, which is private property, naked and running around.
Well, don't ruin my Sunday for me,
my grandfather, like, goes against his paper every day with his balls hanging out.
Wow, that's
like,
balls
like
hanging
Sopranos
out.
Like Soprano stuff.
My dad walks around the house like that, and I'm sure he finds his way out of
it. He wears the briefs, though.
Yeah.
Keeps everything compact.
Oh, you mean your grandpa just walks out completely balls naked?
Like, his dick and his balls are hanging out each leg of his
goodbye, hard on.
I've seen it twice, and it was horrific. Horrific. But to show that there are no hard feelings, Dodds went back to the high school, and she was dressed a little more conservatively. She was wearing...
Catholic schoolgirl outfit?
No, better. Oh. Nipples, the nipple thingies, the little tassels, and the pasties. And
like pasties?
That's it, yeah, and like a thong.
This girl's my hero.
She got big titties?
And, no, they're like B-A... No, they're nice.
One of those new crap of porn stars. You know what I'm talking about?
Before they get the tit job.
They're all about the butt.
The school's response was, we constantly follow our school's motto, to restore all things in Christ. The school said in its statement, to that end, we are praying for the young lady and her family, and we stand ready to offer forgiveness and support should she seek it. Go,
okay.
Pete. Go.
I'm glad they're praying for her, because they're just wasting their times, because this girl's going to accept dick and money, and it's not going to change.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Good for her. This girl's my hero. What's her name?
Valerie Dodds, a.k.a. Val Midwest.
Val Midwest?
That name's total shit, though.
Call me. And also, she's not really shooting for the stars, being an aspiring internet porn star. You got to be an internet porn star
is on the internet.
On the internet. Like, all she had to do was...
She's not on the internet yet.
She hasn't posted it yet.
Yeah. She's naked up there going, when am I going to make it?
Well, I feel her pain about the posting stuff. It's obnoxious.
The porn is on a VHS tape.
So you know she's a high school student.
No,
she's 19.
She's
19.
Yeah, I feel like this is like Lady Gaga going back and like giving the finger to her high school.
If it was Lady Gaga, it would have been a whole bunch of rah, 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 rah,
porn star!
Oh, wait, so maybe they were giving her crap when she was in high school because she was an aspiring porn star. Now she actually is a...
Look at Val. She really did something with herself.
Valerie Midwest.
My high school, actually, a girl in my class, I believe, she yeah, she went on to be a porn star, and then she kind of downgraded to just being internet hot girl. Now I don't know what she does exactly, but she was a porn star for a while.
I would like her number as well, please.
Like, internet hot girl, like Tila Tequila, right?
Like that's what she is now, but she was legitimately a porn star.
Oh, ValMidwest.com.
I guess that's what you do when you retire. Is that the new steps to retirement from porn star? You know, just become internet
okay,
hot girl?
Okay, here's... All right, Val.
Let me see.
You're an aspiring porn star. Step one. Fix up this website. Courier, not a good one. All right? I'm talking to you as a designer. Courier, ugly. Second of all, the baby blue, not working. Third, nice tits.
Let me see.
Small, but perky. What am I going to do? Lift up my computer?
Fuck yeah.
I got shit all over it.
Oh, get it off.
You got a computer too. Look it up.
I'm doing like 8 different things on my computer.
No, you're not.
He's doing zero things on
my computer.
Third of all, Val, I'm sorry, your logo. Awful. Look at that, Lou.
What we take from this is nice tits.
So what I'm offering is my services to this young girl. She would like a website.
In the face! In the face!
That's the payment I expect.
When you said services, you meant artistic? Or
I meant I'll redo her website.
All sorts?
As long as I get to do the camera work on her next church trip.
Yeah.
Oh God! Oh, that's a good one. That's going to be the next video.
That would be fun because you were a priest in a video.
I was a priest in a video.
So maybe you guys could do like a mashup.
Yeah, man, you should lay some pipe like Mario.
Technically, I am a pastor.
That's right.
I signed up online. Right. I was going to marry Lou, but it didn't happen.
It's all right. I still got married by someone who's like church is like something stupid, like Jedi.
You got married by a full-blown Jedi?
It was still, like, you know, official because they got their...
Was he all like, yes, you do, Lou.
No, it was actually, you know, it was nice service, but it was quick. We're talking...
When she said, I do, did you say, I know?
I was just like, yeah.
Thank
you.
Somebody got it.
We had gone through, like, the practice thing, and she couldn't stop, like, laughing. And I told him, I'm like, if this happens... I'm going to give you one of those hand motions that's like, just keep going. Read through it. Breeze through it. Getting out of here in 10 minutes. That's exactly what happened.
That's awesome.
I got a Star Wars convention to go to.
Wrap this up.
People sat down.
This Mandalorian armor is chasing me.
Bro, I got to go bang plastic sticks with a whole bunch of faggots in the parking lot.
Well. Lou's dress is chewy and he just keeps saying
yarr.
This is the best podcast ever. I got a naked girl on my computer. I'm hearing Chewbacca impressions.
Yeah, not good ones. But I do have a grievance with Chewbacca.
You fucking have a grievance with Chewbacca?
You know, that fucking...
Yeah, it's that thing.
Belt is
look,
gay.
Just
the
let the
bandolier.
Just let the Wookiee win. All right.
Put on some fucking pants or something or nothing.
Just
that's like a big
Wookiee
dog. You don't need pants.
That's not how these things work. His genitals are probably internal.
I would say put on pants if he had a big floppy Chewbacca cock, but he doesn't.
He looks like a giant
Chewbacca
Yorkie.
Cock is my favorite Star Wars cover band. They do all the themes. It's awesome. Punk rock style.
He should though. That would be funny as hell.
Have a big Chewbacca cock?
Just, I would be scared more of that than the guns and shit. not the fucking ammo belt.
Does anybody else love the term Chewbacca cock? It rolls Chewbacca off the
cock.
Tongue.
Right. Chewbacca cock. It sounds like a menu item.
Like
the Chewbacca cock.
Han's
please.
Getting frozen carbonite, and he just got a big old hard on. Just like,
that's some Chewbacca cock.
I'd like your frozen Chewbacca cock today, please. How is it? Is it fresh?
If you get gangbanged by Wookiees, you get a... Chewbacca cocky.
Chewbacca cocky.
Chewbacca. It's a Chewbacca.
A Chewbacca. Yeah.
They've got to go ahead and model a dildo after Chewbacca.
All that hair.
Is it going to be furry? I'm sure there's some girl who gets off
that's
or
just
guy
a,
who gets off on that.
That's just a Greek dildo, bro.
I'm terrified of what a Wookiee cock would look like.
It's terrifying.
It'd be like a fucking bat with some carpet on it.
It looks like that thing that popped out of the meteor in the second movie. Empire Strikes Back and tries to eat the Falcon.
I never got, still to this day, what was going on. Like, did they fly in the mouth?
Yeah.
They flew in the mouth. Oh, yeah, they're inside it.
I thought they flew in the other way and they're just like...
That's why when they get out, they're obviously in the stomach of the thing.
Yeah.
Because it's squishy and gross.
Wait a minute. Pew, 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 pew.
Wait a minute. Hold on here.
Something's not right. Pew, 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 pew.
All right, so what's the next story?
All right, let's segue to the next one. I'll do mine. E.W. Jackson, Virginia Republican Party's nominee for lieutenant governor, has gone off on all sorts of fun, the normal idiotic shit you would expect a Catholic politician to say. Well, here's some quotes on black people. Liberalism and their ideas have done more to kill black folks, who they claim so much to love, than the Ku Klux Klan, lynching, slavery, and Jim Crow ever did.
What is he? But what
now?
Does he mean
that's
by that?
A fact.
I mean,
who the fuck knows what that means? Because that's stupid.
Now that's
they
a
make
fact.
Those.
It's not necessarily stupid.
Conservatives make those arguments.
Yeah, I know. But
in other words, the welfare state empowers poor people to be poor.
I'm pretty sure slavery was worse.
I'm
pretty sure lynchings may have been worse.
My non-agreement that completely aside, I agree completely with you. Like, even if I was a conservative, I would think, this is fucking retarded.
Pretty sure in today's day and age, the Klan isn't a positive thing for black folk.
Pete?
This racism is killing me inside.
Jillian's face looks...
I'm not going to let this argument be dictated by facts.
Exactly. The Republican Party's... slogan.
Well,
right,
that is our marching song.
It's Brian Katz's fucking slogan. But
I win a lot of arguments.
All right, you want to hear the gay one?
Sure.
Yeah.
Here's what he said about gays. Their minds are perverted. They are, frankly, very sick people psychologically, mentally, and emotionally.
I little less only agree with the first part.
That was
they are very perverted.
We're reaching back to the anal.
They're dudes who get the fuck anytime they want.
I don't agree with anything else but the opening up on that. They're like, they are definitely when gay guys get gay, they get very, very gay. I'm trying to talk over the thing.
Okay. Right. We got to talk in bobblehead.
Yes.
We got to take the batteries out of that or something. All right. So this guy's gone on and he wrote a book called 10 Commandments to an Extraordinary Life, Making Your Dreams Come True.
Oh
in which
my God. It's the secret.
He warns, and I'll just read this to you. When one hears the word meditation, it conjures an image of the Maharishi Yogi talking about finding a mantra and striving for nirvana. The purpose of such meditation is to empty oneself. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
that's what this guy said.
You're kind of on board right now. You're like, yes, meditation, to empty the brain, to
this guy
find zen.
Sounds like he understands what yoga is. That's crazy.
Ready for part two?
Ready for part two.
Satan is happy to invade the empty vacuum of your soul and possess it.
Of course.
That is why people serve Satan without ever knowing it or deciding to. But no one can be a child of God without making a decision to surrender to him. Beware of systems of spirituality which tell you to empty yourself. You'll end up filled with something you probably do not want. I'm sorry, I just
That's
hear
fine.
That voice in
yes.
my head.
Gone.
You could be a televangelist.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Empty your wallets and give it to Jesus.
We should really just film you.
I told you, I'm a priest. I signed up on the thing.
The judgment day is a coming.
We should really film you and see how much money you can get.
All you got to do is add the word Jesus and repent and Judgment Day in every couple of paragraphs.
Lake of Fire. Throw in a lake of fire, too, for good measure.
And the sinners are at an all-time high.
Can anybody sing hymns?
I need amazing.
No, no, hum it like a
brothers and sisters.
No, you got to hum it.
I'm looking at you because you're...
Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, give yourself to Jesus. Join me now, won't you? Break out your wallets, empty your purses, put it all in that in the collection tray.
I was thinking more like the happy.
Quiet heathen.
The happy black.
No, no,
the happy black hymns. Like
that does not belong. Happy. That's not
no. That's after you get the collection
Amazing
play back.
Grace is really a church song.
Yeah.
I always thought of it as like an activist song.
No,
like,
it's turned
Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
Just the fucking, what the fucking...
It was like a big thing in like the 60s, like the hippies and shit like that sung Amazing
Grace. Do you
know
the lyrics?
Dude, I don't think
Grace?
You got your facts straight.
I was throwing them in my head, actually.
Yeah.
I thought they were all singing all along a watchtower or something.
A little Bob Dylan.
You know, when they went to the Woodstock, Jimi Hendrix played Amazing Grace on his guitar, you know?
No, right. Now, if you want happy Baptist church music, you got to go a little more Martin Luther King when you do your junior, obviously, when you do your speech. You got to do more of the uplifting,
I have a dream.
Reverend.
That every little children will have the right to vote one day, I think. I don't know.
So close.
I'm factually wrong about a lot of things.
It's like, my name is Brian the Cat. And I am a racist.
BET is the worst thing.
BET is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Oh, God.
What
you
do I see?
Again. Get off islands. That one's a good one, too.
What do I see in front of me but a bunch of worthless niggas?
Lazy, shiftless in there.
BET is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Thank God they didn't write that episode of Boondocks like after Tyler Perry started making movies.
Man, that was... I just watched that the other day. cracking up. My absolute
the MLK episode. Yo, he said him straight. Absolute favorite. The first season is probably the best, except for when maybe when
I thought that was season two.
That was one.
Was it?
Yeah, that's very first season.
Yeah.
The episode and the episode where the Xbox killer where Tom DeBlock goes to jail. Yeah. Two best episodes of that.
I don't see the gun. Here's a gun. You see it.
I think I see it.
Good.
All right, everyone. That was the Painted Boondocks cast tonight.
Going back to it, though, I mean, politicians say all kinds of crazy shit in the South, so it doesn't surprise me.
I know. It's so disgusting and upsetting.
They're
to
so
me.
Stupid.
It's you, like, look at how you're going to be viewed, and why you got to always.
Well, that's your audience in this. Like, once you go past the Mason-Dixon line, and especially, you know, in that area from like, you know, Maryland to Kentucky, Tennessee, in that area, there's it's Bible
it's
Belt,
here,
dude.
Too. I just had a conversation with my mother where she was calling like, oh, liberals have a mental problem, and I was like, you don't have a belief of your own. Listen to whatever my dad and Bill O'Reilly tell you.
I don't know if you heard the story, but this kid, this valedictorian. This week gave
a
speech.
Well, we're supposed to do away with those, right?
Well, anyway, he
Justin?
Gave
Justin?
Well, they did away with a different thing in his school, Liberty High School, which is a Catholic school. They said there's no more prayer in school. So as
good.
An act of defiance, he ripped up his pre-approved speech and started a speech with a prayer. And, like, they made, like, when I read the caption on Yahoo, they're like, kid shocks all in astoundment as his, you know, as he reads a different speech and he was approved to read. And then all he did was say, fucking, our Father. And I was just like, this isn't, like, I thought he was going to be like, you know, the White House, this, blah, 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 that, the state of affairs.
No,
this kid's
that's,
a slice,
that's
you know.
The thing about
no,
prayer.
No, because that's more acceptable to say in school as opposed to bringing in prayer. Sorry, I take the conservative route on
that's,
this one.
That's the thing about prayer, though. Is you're not doing any harm. You're not doing any good. You're just wasting everybody's time.
Yeah, I agree.
So have at it. Just don't force the kids who don't want to pray
but
to pray.
But you are forcing people. When, if you're giving a speech and you're saying, let's pray, you're forcing everybody
can,
to
does
pray.
Anyone get, want to give me an Our Father? I'll show you how you handle it.
Go fuck yourself.
Boo!
Can I give you the other side of it, though? When you're a Christian kid going to school and they tell you basically that you're not allowed to pray, you're not allowed to bring your Bible, it's a form of oppression. Like, I'm not allowed to practice my spirituality daily in my life.
You
taught
are.
Me that when I'm in school, I gotta leave God out of it.
That's 16 hours a day you can practice your
I know,
spirituality.
You have all day, all night.
What if it was the reverse? No. What if the guy was a Muslim kid who was valedictorian and then was like,
oh, then it would have been an uproar.
Everybody take off your shoes and get out your carpets and point east.
Point towards the sun. Yeah.
No, then it would have been a fucking outrage. And
terrorists
invade. He's a terrorist! Get him!
Terrorists invade high schools.
Yeah. Like, but, you know, look, if you want to pray, pray. That's
yeah.
fine. Pray.
Just
don't put it on everyone else.
No,
keep
exactly.
it out of your job and your school and just keep it
yeah.
to yourself.
No, no,
you can quietly pray at
yeah.
your desk and nobody's going
to
stop
that's,
you.
That's totally fine, but I wasn't allowed to do that. I was told you're not allowed to do that.
Then do it quietly in your own head.
Yeah, I did. They knew what I was doing. I'm like, they were on top of me. Like, they were so super sensitive about the prayer thing that they wouldn't let me do it.
Well,
like,
that's the flip side. That's bullshit,
like,
too.
People take it too far. I'm like, there's got to be a good
look,
measure.
If that's exactly. If you want to waste your time, go ahead. Waste your time. Mm-hmm.
Do that shit in a designated prayer bathroom.
I mean, there is a distinction. There is a distinction between, you know, public domain and God. I mean, it's written into law. So.
I'm not forcing anyone. I'm a citizen of the United States of America. I'm allowed to practice my own religion. I am practicing my religion. I'm practicing my religion. I want to pray over,
you know,
my food quietly.
You bring a point. Muslims have to pray five times a day, right, or something like that?
If you
are they allowed to pray during public school? I'm sure they are. So
in my boarding school, they're allowed to. Kid was able to practice.
So
Ramadan.
Why wouldn't you be allowed to?
Because the school
is
too freaking far.
I don't know. That's a fact that a Muslim in those particular schools.
In
that
public
that kid
schools
was in,
or private schools? Public schools. I'm sure.
It was just this particular school this guy was in that they got rid of prayer for. No, it wasn't prayer like in the school. It was like a public prayer. Like, it was like they made the kids.
Yeah, that's what I disagree with.
It wasn't like a kid can go just pray to himself or whatever. It was like they're starting off every assembly with,
yeah,
like, an
Our
Father.
That's
like
exactly
that.
The thing that bugs me. Don't do that, but give the kids, if they so choose, let them.
Well, to be fair to that school, it was Liberty. It was a specifically religious school.
Yeah.
So,
which
I mean,
I
don't really care if it's going to be. If you're all in that school for, like.
For a reason.
For a
if
reason,
you're paying tuition to go to a Catholic school.
Right. When I found out a lot of Catholic schools, all my Catholic friends, all my Catholic school friends, a lot of them weren't Catholic at all. They didn't care about the religion.
No, it's about the quality of the education.
Yeah, it's much better.
Wow. That's a ridiculous argument here, though. I mean, the quality of education here is probably just as good as any of the private schools here.
No way.
Well, I was encouraged to go to Catholic school, and I opted out.
Yeah, so going to the school you went to, the public school you went to, was almost as good as the private school.
In the fact that I barely learned anything either way.
Yeah, and you wouldn't learn anything either way. Yeah, right.
That's why I'm talking on a podcast.
Well, it's personal choice. But I mean.
Speaking of prayer in school, let's just do stupid people.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, are we skipping? No, so
we'll... Oh, wait, you had another?
Wait, pause. We skipped one.
Which one did we miss?
We already started the soundbite.
No, you want this one. You might
Oh, cheerleader. We got to do cheerleader.
Cheerleader pimp.
Yeah.
My bad, Jill.
Montia Parker, high school cheerleader, accused of pimping out teammate.
Yeah. Poking the
whiskers. A Minnesota high school cheerleader has been arrested after the police say she prostituted a 16-year-old teammate who had a developmental cognitive delay.
What the fuck does that mean?
A retard.
I don't know if that's the preferred vernacular.
Mentally challenged. Or what is it?
Handy capable.
No, differently abled.
Differently abled. That was it.
Differently abled.
Just dumbing it down.
Oh, God.
So people know what the fuck that means.
No, Jill told me this. She said she was autistic.
No, she had a form of autism, so.
But now, autism is a wide spectrum.
It is.
So it's like.
Yeah. She was functional. Basically, She's a little bit slow, like, developmentally. Like, you know, like, one day she'll be 25 and she'll still come off like a 16-year-old. You know, and she'll be 30, she'll still come. Anyone can be this. This can be any freaking. So the real problem here is that we should focus on this. I just think it's funny that the news wants to go with the cognitive delay thing. The girl is 16 who's being prostituted out. The girl who's pimping is 18.
Okay,
this is sex trafficking in your with minors.
So
basically,
what kind of clientele are we talking here?
Yeah.
So basically, you know, the girl's sitting around high school saying how she likes to make some extra money, and the older cheerleader says, "I got a way you can make some extra money." Starts up a text conversation with her and basically gets her to get in the car with her after putting a back page ad where, skipped over things. She got the girl to take pictures of herself that weren't too nasty but showed some skin.
And I'm hard again.
She puts in an
illegally hard.
Pete is illegally hard this summer in.
Forgive me, I can't. I hope now you guys know this website, but you might. Is it called Backpage?
Wait, kickstart that
Backpage.
Movie.
Backpage.com, which is.
That's when Rob Schneider became illegally hard.
Wait, so did this girl actually get pimped out, or a cop was the first client?
No.
That's
no,
bad
no,
luck.
No, she got pimped out. First client, because the girl said, I'd be willing to give oral sex for money. So the first client, you know, she goes in there and it's a man, a grown up. It's not like she's doing this within her high school, which is what I thought originally. It's like an older man. She goes,
the whole time this little girl's waiting for exhibit to pop up out of nowhere.
She performs oral sex, goes back to the car after, you know, collecting the $60 from the man.
$60?
Hands it to cheerleader pimp. Cheerleader pimp then drives to the bank and deposits it because she's fiscally responsible and does not pay the prostitute. Ultimate pimp move, by the way.
Cheerleader pimp, my favorite comic book character,
this,
by the way.
This girl's going to be a good entrepreneur when she gets out of jail.
You unplugged your mic.
Oh, no. This girl's going to be an entrepreneur when she gets out of jail.
Very enterprising. She knew how to market. She's just
transferring it to jail. She's going to be pimping out all the other inmates. Well,
that's just common pimp courtesy.
Pimp courtesy.
Onto their money because bitches can't be trusted.
Just whenever you want your money, you come to me and I'll give you your money.
Right.
That's right, bitches. If you want something, you just come to me and I'll give you the money.
They need to like fill out a permission slip for money or something like that.
So, okay. So here's where it gets not good. So the next time
it was good before.
No.
Was great.
So the next time the girl calls school and pretends to be the prostitute's mother and gets her excused from school, she drives her to another apartment and says, "You're going to go have sex with this man." And the girl says, "Remember, I'm only going to do oral sex." She's like, "Oh, well, you got to have sex sometime, and I didn't drive all the way out here for nothing." This girl is a for real pimp. A for real pimp.
Make those dollars.
Okay, I rescind my offer to Val Midwest. You want this girl on your team. This girl will get the job done.
So the six.
She's like, give me a B. Give me a J. Go get it.
Give me my money.
Yes.
By the way, this cheerleader looks like she could put a hurting on you. This isn't like the perky, sexy young cheerleader.
She's the bottom of the pyramid?
She's a base.
Oh, that's sad.
I respect that.
Brown skin, base, who's going to beat the shit out of you is what I saw. This little girl kind of rough. Mm. Do not give me any of that. Conservative angle on what I just said, by the way. It's not racist. I'm black. I'm allowed to say it.
I know, but you killed it sexy with that.
I'm sorry. I had to bring it up.
You're talking about the pimp.
The pimp.
Yeah.
Oh, she's black?
I was expecting, like, a hot lollipop chainsaw chick with a chalice.
You're going to go up there and get my money. I knew. I had to destroy the picture for you.
Thanks. Oh, my God, Becky. You're going to go.
OMG, Becca.
She was a brute.
So the six-year-old goes up to the apartment and tells the guy, "Listen, I'll give you oral, but I'm not going to have sex with you." And he's like, "No, thank you, little girl. You can go about your business." This is where I thought a rape was going to occur. A rape, a murder, and calling your buddy and say, "Can I borrow your shovel?" Because no way do you have a prostitute. Show up at your apartment, say, I'm not going to have sex with you like you're expecting. I'm just going to blow you and just turn down everything. Really?
Look, you got a girl come to your door and say, I'm here to blow you. You go, okay.
Or I'll take that too.
You go, all right, but I'm giving you half. Let's do this.
Right.
I'll pay you full price after the second blowjob. After my refractory period.
I mean, that's pretty good service, though. Come right to your door.
I know.
Like Domino's.
Plus, I didn't drive all the way out here for nothing.
So I get a discount.
Yeah. Good. You've been here. Got here in less than 30 minutes.
Right. up. It's free.
Where's
it's
the free garlic knots?
It's free.
I ordered a soda.
And a cheesy.
Ooh, you're a minute late. Sorry. It's free.
Patience is divine.
Bend over. It's
the ad
free.
Said Asian.
Patience is divine, but never pay.
No, it's an autistic.
Patience is divine, but never pay full price for a late pussy.
Here's what
way to make the Ninja Turtles.
What part of this is this girl mentally disabled? Like, she pretty much just went in there and said, "I'm not having sex." Except
blowjobs are retarded.
This is just cognitively delayed. That doesn't mean like
whatever. What does it to do with the whole situation, though?
She exactly. Just, that's my point with the news. Like, why are you bringing this up? Like, oh, in addition, she's cognitive. Like, we have to add to this trauma. Like, and she's got freckles. Like, you know, like,
that's
come
just
on.
The news.
She was blind in one eye and had a club foot.
We have the 911 call played over and over and over.
I mean, that's probably her lawyer's excuse for her not being a prostitute. It's like, oh, she didn't know what she was doing.
Well, they don't need to do an excuse because she's 16 and
she's still committing a crime. The other guy's committing a much bigger crime.
So if a 10-year-old is sexually trafficked, is a 10-year-old committing crime?
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. But a 10-year-old is different than a 16-year-old.
Yeah, I do. When she
when
said,
you're 16,
I'd be willing
you're a little
to.
More capable.
In parts of the country, 16 is consenting.
Yeah. But in parts of the story where she just say, I would be willing to give head for $5. You know, I think that was her consenting to being a prostitute.
It's a good price.
Remember, in America, you're under 18. You don't know shit. You can't make decisions about your life yet.
That's true.
So that's
the pimp
law.
Makes the decisions for you.
So. Yeah. That's why you got to have a pimp with a strong pimp hand. So the way she got caught is the mom, actually being a good mother, noticed some changes in her daughter's behavior and does what every good mother should do and starts snooping through her phone, her Facebook, and things like that and found some disturbing text messages.
She found a wad of cash, Valtrex.
She was eating lollipops.
Valtrex.
She was noticed her daughter was eating a foot long really quick.
She was eating
white
popsicles at an astounding rate.
God. A lot of my KY jelly has gone missing.
Wait, so how many men did she serve?
It sounds like from the story, just one.
Oh.
I shouldn't blew one dude.
Just
wow,
one.
His mom is suspicious that fast? That's a ridiculous
girl
good mother.
Because the girl was like,
she came home with jizz on her
chest. That's what I said. That is a really good mom.
Like Becky, were you eating a glazed donut? No.
The dates were like March 5th and March 9th that I saw in the story. So it wasn't like in a course of months. It was like in a course
of
a week.
So this is the least
successful
pimp ever.
Who assumes my daughter's like a whore? It's like, why would you just like assume my daughter's a normal 16-year-old?
No, she just like, what the hell's going on? I started going through the text messages and found the text message between the pimp and her. So it wasn't like, oh, my daughter must be sucking cock for money. Like, aha!
She read her diary and was like, blew a dude for money today. That's the first.
Right. Wait. Dear diary, today I saw the scariest penis ever. I got an extra $10 for it, though.
It's a Greek.
Did they
You're on the Greek
did
today.
Did the pimp ever actually give her money for that first?
Probably not. Monty is the greatest. She only slapped me twice, but she said I could get my $5 whenever I wanted it.
I'm her bottom.
I hate to see the rest of her stable of special ed kids that she's got.
Oh my God.
It's not special ed. It's what the fuck is it called again?
Autistic.
No.
Cognitively delayed.
In bullshit. Yeah. Special ed.
Oh.
Autism can be anything. It could be just some jerk who doesn't want to do work.
Yeah, I'm like, cognitively aggravated.
Like, I think I've got one of those brain things that I saw on TV.
What was great is that I love that she actually did have a stable of three other girls. And when she brought this girl in, she said, "You're up."
Oh shit! So were the other girls anything?
They didn't focus on her because they're not cognitively delayed.
I hate that term so much.
So
imagine, okay,
blowjob. I got it.
I never heard that. They call it a stable.
A stable. You got a stable of bitches.
She should have put an ad out in the paper for like day at the races. Like,
what? Get some horse
faces. We got 3-for-1 special.
Right. put your money down on whichever Bronco you want to.
That does happen on Backpage, though. You know that, right?
3-for-1 specials?
They do, like, Friday. Friday is Friday after 5 o'clock.
Pussy.
That's when they run their
specials.
It's
a crazy blowout.
There's never specials on Fridays for anything. Why would they run
on Backpage
specials on Fridays?
No, not for horses, for prostitutes.
I'm saying, why would they run horse specials on Fridays? Fridays.
All right.
Friday is always a popular day for everybody. Like, you never throw on specials.
You can start out your weekend,
that's,
right?
That's your prime prostitute day.
Hence, you don't special that
I
day.
Think
you run that day. You roll that day full price.
Yeah.
Finally, the weekend. I need me a hooker.
It always sounds like a special, but it's really just a way to get you to spend more money if you think about it.
I want to see a pimp with a fucking punch card.
A sandwich card.
Like a sandwich shop?
Could you punch me?
10th pussy's
I'm due
free.
I'm for a new one.
Like a sandwich shop?
Yeah, 5 car washes get one free. Like,
exactly. Right.
Pussy.
2 for Tuesdays.
All right. We on.
Now we'll do a little stupid people.
Stupid people. All stupid people.
All right. So
wonderful.
We'll read our titles out again, and you guys pick which ones you like. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. School apologizes for inappropriate yearbook captions. it gets better. Jill?
Sorry, I already saw where that was going. Brazil restaurant allegedly served children mimosas instead of orange juice.
I like it.
And I'm with stupid tattoo clinches underage sex conviction.
That's the first one. I got to know how that happened.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Juneau, Alaska.
These nose rubbers.
29-year-old Eric Wersinski, I believe,
Polish,
is now in jail, serving a year, 1 to 3 years for having sex with an underage girl. Now, that sounds pretty standard pedophilia bullshit. But the way
how underage?
But she cognitively delayed. Was like, she cognitively delayed?
She was cognitively delayed.
Was she 17 or 12?
17.
She's
that's not so bad.
Not to mention, what's the population of this town? Like 10,000 people or something like that?
Now, the comedy doesn't come with this guy getting arrested. The comedy comes with how he was arrested.
Was it Chris Hansen? Was Chris Hansen back there?
Because
why don't you sit down?
This guy just happened to have a big old belly tattoo, says, I'm with stupid, with a finger pointing down to his dick, and he took pictures with this girl as he was banging her.
That could have been anybody.
Come here, with I'm a stupid tattoo and big belly.
A quick examination of any of these pictures and videos can only point to one stupid motherfucker.
Out of the 10,000 people.
The guy with the stupid dick.
Well, technically, when he's banging the broad, she's stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's 17.
17-year-olds
sounds
are
like a stupid bitch to me.
Stupid.
Well, she described Wersinski as abusive, possessive, constantly checking her cell phone, limiting her contact with friends and family. So this was not a good guy. But the fact that she was, you know, more than 10 years his junior and she was 17 years old, not smart.
It's a little odd.
It's not just the dick that's stupid.
Was he a boyfriend? Because Johns don't necessarily get that access.
This is more.
This is more of a
inappropriately aged boyfriend.
I was just having a conversation with a girlfriend about this. Like, what is with. Like, at the time when we were teenagers, we thought, oh, yeah, it'd be totally normal. I'm 17 or 18. He's 28 or 27. Yeah, this totally works. It's totally normal. It's not weird or creepy. Oh, it's weird and creepy.
It's so weird and creepy.
What's going on in this guy's life that dating a 17? I mean, I see some of the perks, but, like,
he could drive.
He's not just banging you. You're his girlfriend. You're his girlfriend.
Now, just paint the picture, though. You're a pedophile. Any one of you. I'm looking at all of you. You're a pedophile. You decide to take some pictures of your underage girlfriend.
Because she's not going to be 17 forever. You got to make this moment last.
You should probably cover up the giant stupid tattoo.
Before you immediately post them on Facebook.
No, once you get that tattoo, you made a commitment to yourself to show it off.
Yeah, but you could just pull your shirt off at a beach. Well, Juneau. Okay, never mind that. No beaches in Alaska.
There's beaches. You don't want to go see them, though.
No, you don't want to. You might get eaten by an elephant seal.
You go fishing, maybe.
Fishing for killer whales or something.
No, this is just stupid. That's why we call this stupid people, because this guy's a fucking moron.
Well, what about the tattoo artist who did that? It's like,
he's the guy who ratted him out.
I know that.
Oh, I had another one. My bad.
Oh, what's your other one?
Moms get into brawl at children's talent show.
Oh.
Is this going to be the next episode, Toddlers and Tiaras?
Oh,
Hopefully.
I want that. I want that. I need be. That. That should be like the series finale where they finally just go at each other.
Well, we'll do that one in a second. Jillian,
the series finale.
Some mimosas.
The series finale of that show is where everyone gets arrested who put the show on. Like, yeah.
Chris Hansen shows up.
They
got to
share a cell
down.
With the I'm a stupid guy.
Yeah.
And the cheerleader pimp.
It's a ridiculous show. It's like, let's hussy up like 7-year-old girls. Or they're even younger. They're like 5.
Oh, 2 months, 3 months.
And is there? There's never a good looking mom. There's always like some mom who's
very
a mongoloid.
Rarely.
Just a mongoloid woman who just is. She's so fat.
The worst is where so she fat. Was once beautiful herself, and you're like, what happened? What happened?
A tub of butter of a day.
I wash myself with a rag on a stick.
Oh my god.
Yo, man, I can't even handle that. Because you know what? Because like. I'm watching that show, and, like, the girls are like, hussied up so much. And I'm like,
Sparkle
I can't
David.
Watch this. I just can't
keep
watch
hearing
it.
That in my head. Sparkle David. Oh, God.
All right. Let's not talk about this show because it skeeves me big time.
Yeah, not like the 70-year-old giving head to the big guy with the belly.
She's 17, though.
Right.
17, right? Which story are we talking
and
about?
Oh, sorry. I went back. I was saying Tyler's and Tiara skews you up, but not these stories.
No,
about...
these stories are funny. Okay. There's no visuals to these.
Yes, true.
This is an audio format. I don't have to watch it.
All right.
All right. Speaking of children, Jillian.
Okay. So Brazil restaurant allegedly served children mimosas instead of orange juice.
Allegedly.
One restaurant is feeling the squeeze, ho, 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 after allegedly serving children mimosas instead of orange juice.
Who wrote this, Bruce Valanche?
Oh, Huffington Post, you're so willy. Jeremy and Don DeRue claim their three young daughters appeared drunk after drinking orange juice served to them at brunch at a Brazil restaurant in Rochester, New York.
Dad, I love you, Dad. You're so awesome.
Let me tell you something. You're the best mommy ever.
You know what? I fucking hate you all.
Yeah. Mom, I forgot.
Is this real life?
This orange juice is awesome.
That's all I was thinking. Is this real life?
Okay, it wasn't until the parents heard other customers complain that their orange juice tasted like it had champagne in it that they had had the drinks taken away. But by then, it was too late.
Bum, bum, bum.
Drew says the alcohol made the kids sleep all afternoon and just didn't want to do anything they normally would do.
They were tipped extra by the parents, and that was the end of the story.
They'll be receiving a key to the city later.
The restaurant owner, Danny Danielle, told the station...
Whoa.
Danny Danielle.
That's bullshit, right?
Did fucking...
Danny Danielle.
That's Val Midwest partner in crime.
No. Did was it Stan Lee name that person? What the fuck?
Mimosa girl by night.
The restaurant owner, Danny Danielle, told the station he was at the same brunch with his own children, but restaurant staff did not alert him to the incident. His kids displayed none of the same effects after drinking the same juice, he said.
They just had a better tolerance.
Exactly. Because he flickers them up all the time. He wants them to take naps. But he apologized to the Drews and offered them a refund. Free champagnes whenever you come back.
In.
An email to Danielle seeking further comment was returned. This is what I love about this story. Young children are served alcohol at restaurants disturbingly often. Chain restaurants seem to be particularly susceptible to the error. Children as young as 4 have allegedly been served alcohol by mistake at Olive Garden, Applebee's, and Chili's. Yeah. It was a Brazilian restaurant in Rochester.
Oh, this shit's... I thought you meant literally in Brazil. No. You're talking about American people making these mistakes?
We're talking about this state.
Who cares?
That we are in.
One glass of alcohol a day is good for you.
Yes.
Antioxidants.
Yeah, my kid will have a Coke. Rum and Coke for the kid.
Iced tea. Long Island iced tea.
But my thing is, do you remember like being like 16 or 18 or going to Applebee's and trying to use a fake or whatever, and they're just like, not even just ordering drinks, like, we need to see some ID. Yeah, if I'm 5, I can just get a mimosa?
No,
what the
I was
hell?
Actually.
Has anybody
kid.
Ever seen a drunk baby?
Yes.
I have. They're awesome.
Yeah, they're great. They're adorable.
I saw my cousin's kid when she was probably only about like 1 or 2 get accidentally drink out of the wine, like a glass of wine, instead of grabbing the bottle, and the parents just didn't notice. That kid was awesome for the rest of the day.
A lot of parents do the with babies, though. The nip.
Little whiskey on the gums.
My uncle,
the baby walked over to a corner, took the biggest piss. He was like, oh.
My uncle was apparently going around like a cocktail party and finishing, like, you put down your dead wounded soldiers or whatever, and it's a little bit of martini left or whatever. He was no toddler walk around finishing the martini.
The skeeviest thing ever done by a person ever is walk around and finish everyone's dead drink. Oh, my God.
So what are the repercussions here for these people?
No, they didn't give anything interesting like that.
Probably
Post.
Nothing. Probably they couldn't prove shit.
Yeah, parents probably full of shit.
My little Danny, oh, that was our song. My little Kelly, she slept all day after drinking your orange juice.
Shocker.
Thank you. Thank you. She went on a juice high and crashed.
You're welcome. Right. I mean, if you were tasting the orange juice, you'd be like, yo, bro. This is a mimosa.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's like, how could you screw that up? Like,
I'm more apt to drink the mimosa and be like, why does my mimosa just taste like orange juice? What the hell? That kid has my drink. Give me my drink, yeah. Little son of a bitch.
Plus, a kid would be like, this tastes awful.
Yeah, she would hate it.
Tastes like mommy's kisses.
Yeah. He would hate it.
Why is it mimosa, bubbly?
I think mimosa tastes like shit. So yeah. Like,
They're just very orangey and sweet.
He doesn't
I'm not,
like
not
that.
A champagne fan.
No, I mean, I like to celebrate. Every once in a while, but yeah, I'm not a huge champagne fan. Like.
I like mimosas personally.
Right?
It love it.
Perfectly mixes getting drunk with breakfast.
Yeah, I can't do that brunch yet.
No. My favorite is Sunny D and vodka.
I used to do
but
that.
But fucking Lou drinks that
like,
at 8 o'clock
that's
at night.
16. Yeah. You that's never stopped being 16 at heart, did you? Do you also like My Car's Lemonade?
You know what, Lou?
I kind of like.
Joe, why are you assuming that a man at 16 drinks Mike's Hard Lemonade?
Wait, what?
I'm assuming 16-year-olds do, because I remember being 16 going to parties, and I got Mike's Hard Lemonade.
I actually at 16 was drinking Malibu, so.
Lou, yeah. What'd you say, Lou?
Like, think back to what you're drinking at 16.
What's that? Lemonade-y beer.
Oh, it's Coors Light.
One time.
What'd you say?
What was that called? Somerville or Somerset?
Oh, it was like an orangey beer?
Was it kind of nice?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gave it to me for brunch.
Well, I mean, Lou, I do agree with. I used to drink purple stuff and rum, so like.
Purple stuff?
Yeah.
Is that like the stuff while you're rooting around for the Sunny D that you picked out of the way?
I do enjoy Skippy. You guys ever have that?
The peanut butter?
I do enjoy some Skippy too.
I brought it over to that one party you were at one time.
Don't you remember?
It was
oh, because
like,
I was at a party.
It was Country Time Lemonade,
oh!
Vodka, and like a ton of light beer.
Oh, I remember that. That, in theory, should have been awful.
Wait, in theory, but it tasted great.
Wait, in reality.
You poured a ton of light beer into vodka and Sunny D.
It's a full
it was really
no,
good.
No, it was iced tea, you said, right?
Yeah, it was a full case of beer. Any vodka. Could be Devil Springs.
Oh,
that's
man.
A harsh vodka.
And
yeah.
Don't knock it till you tried it,
like
though.
A giant thing of Country Time Lemonade powder.
Our
was
roommate.
That my party?
Yeah.
Yes, that was the one at my house.
Our roommate, EJ, he actually, on one of the first days we were here, he actually hoodwinked me and Justin over here. He's like, guys, let's do a shot. And he brings out a bottle of Kettle One. And he's like, I threw a Jolly Rancher. It's purple. And we're like, all right, whatever. Here's a shot. He gives like the full shot, like the big shots. We all take a swig, and I'm dying. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what was that? He's like, oh, it was Devil Springs vodka. I threw some of your Jolly Ranchers in it. I'm like, that is just terrible. Why'd you do that?
He's like, I enhanced it. It tastes delicious. No, it doesn't.
Maybe if it tasted delicious, if you actually gave me some Kettle One or Grey Goose and do that stuff, he gave
no,
me
but the worst
spring.
Thing was, the only Jolly Ranchers I had left were all the purple ones I didn't want. So it was like.
See, that was like a nasty purple drink?
Yeah. It wasn't like the cherries, the watermelons, the lemons, or any of the good ones. It was like raspberry or fucking, I don't know. It was raspberry Devil Springs. It was terrible.
Right, well, let's do our last stupid person here. Julie,
I don't have any
that's
others.
It for you. All right, so I got two. You tell me which one you want to hear. Inappropriate yearbook captions or the moms getting into the brawl at the talent show?
So oh, man. I kind of want to hear the captions. I just want to know what they were.
Were the captions great? Are they awesome?
How about we just breeze through both?
Really? All right, we're good with that.
Yeah. All right, well, school in Hoosick Valley, New York. I'm guessing upstate.
Wow, New York's really into
people. Hoosick?
Hoosick.
Hoosick.
Hoosick. Who's sick? You sick?
We sick.
Not me.
We sick.
Yeah.
We sick.
Go who's sick.
Pretty much. Here's the story in a nutshell. They prematurely released the yearbooks with placeholder text in place of people's names, including creepy smile kid, some tall guy, isolation kid.
Isolation kid.
Is he a great dancer?
Cassandra somebody. All right. Well, here... That's all the humor in the story. Pretty much the part that bugged me about it was the students don't care. It's the parents who are in an uproar. Rabble, rabble, our kids are whatever.
Rabble, rabble.
Yeah, was when the
didn't you do something like that in college?
I did a lot of things in
where
college, too.
We had to present some shit to, like, real clients. And instead of the text, you're just a blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I told them I wasn't a copywriter.
Blah, 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 blah.
I thought you were going to go into when I got that one teacher to quit.
No, no, because I had a part in that, and I'm very proud.
Up top, Lou. Up top.
I actually,
long story short there, we had a teacher who gave us bullshit projects. One of them was make a pop-up card, like a greeting card that popped up. So I made a very, well, me and Lou made a very graphic, her sucking a cock.
That was
which, you open the card, the cock comes out. You close the card, the cock goes in. And Lou found it in his good, solid heart to distribute the card throughout the school. Teacher didn't come back the next semester.
The only thing you guys should have added was in the cock, when she opened it up, you should put a confetti in it. You should be like,
and it gets a little
look,
kazoo
we were
sound.
On a deadline. That was like my favorite thing ever. All right, so that's the yearbook story.
Wait, what, are any captions like your mom's box or something
in
like
the
that?
Face! In the face!
There you go. My favorite is the bowling team caption. They got like three rows of names.
They got a bowling team?
The whole, like, three rows of names, the bottom row just says, whole bottom row is a mystery.
We're the mean girls on this yearbook staff.
I know, right? What did they call it, a burn book? This
yes.
is a burn book.
I'd rather have that book than the real thing.
Yeah.
Oh, but the parents were appalled. These poor kids, they open up a yearbook and find out how they were labeled. Students responded with a resounding, eh, who reads these things? Okay, on to Mom's Getting Into a Brawl at a Children's Talent Show in... Anybody want to guess?
Florida.
Yes. St. Cloud, Florida. Two women got into a nasty brawl at an elementary school second grade talent show, which ended up with them choking the ever-loving shit out of each other in front of said children, all because one mother stood up and took a picture of her kid, which blocked the camera of mother behind. Letitia James and Jessica Tyler... got out of control.
So obviously Jessica Tyler is white. And Letitia James be black.
They're both no. They're both.
That's what I was thinking.
No, wait.
They're both Swedish. What are you getting at?
No, you'd be surprised. It is Florida.
Was killing me inside.
You know, white girls with ghetto names, but that's more of an English thing.
I dare you to find a white Letitia.
When asked, Letitia said, "Once she knocked my baby open." Oh, once she knocked my baby over, I just snapped. And she didn't say she was sorry. Which she just,
bitch,
like,
didn't,
she didn't even knock
sorry.
Over the kid. It's retarded. So pretty much they're both putting a responsibility on the other one. Nobody's at fault here. They're just two dumb Florida chicks who decide to beat the ever-loving shit out of each other in front of their second.
I imagine the child still just charging through her performance of, the sun will come out tomorrow.
Mommy?
Bet your bottom dollar, just going through it.
Did the show end or it finished?
I hope they kept going. The show must go on, Justin.
It'd be awesome if one of them won.
Yeah, I was going to say, who won the talent show? I don't really want to know.
Neither of their kids.
Right. Talentless hacks.
Consequences for the mothers. They went to jail, released. Neither of the moms is ever allowed on school property again. And considered trespass.
Once your kid misses like the bus, like what do you do then?
Tough shit.
You gotta call
Look,
someone up.
I appreciate you want to get your kid to school, but you shouldn't have choked the life out of that other mom.
Yo, Charisse, can you do me a favor? Can you pick up little Jessica? I mean, I can't go back there. I got priors.
I got priors. At the elementary school.
I'm not welcome.
Hey,
to
sometimes
Sunnyvale
you
gotta
elementary. Choke a bitch, you know.
I'm not welcome at Sunnyvale Elementary.
All right, why don't we do a little movies?
Price of admission, G.
Okay, we got two movies that came out this week. Lou, that never ceases to amaze you.
I keep forgetting that that's the movie theme. And then when it kicks in, I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, speaking of movies, and I know it's last week, but was Will Smith was on Jimmy Kimmel this week, and he got and Jimmy Kimmel mentioned that his movie was a flop.
Nice. Oh. I love Kimmel so
respect.
Much.
Respect.
Yeah.
You guys are the shit.
He's like, your movie did terrible.
Kimmel doesn't give a fuck. All right, we got two.
Wait, what was his reaction?
Oh, yeah, what did he do?
Let me tell you, he wasn't happy about it.
Will Smith will never book the Jimmy Kimmel show again.
Well, hopefully he'll take a lesson and never book his kid in a shitty movie. Wait, who in Hollywood goes, Shyamalan, that's a good idea.
Nice.
I'm going to hitch my horse to that wagon.
Now, but you realize he asked for Shyamalan. He was like, Sony, I want Shyamalan to direct this movie. And he gave the script.
Then
I,
he got what he deserved.
What he deserved.
I imagine he's like gangy with that detective. But like
Gene Parmesan.
Every time he sees a twist, he's like, ah! Never saw it coming.
Straight out like Breakfast Bel Air.
Gene Parmesan, it's the M. Night Shyamalan. This dumb twist.
What a twist.
What a twist.
What a twist. All right. Tubu releases this week. And in a summer full of big movies, this is disappointing. So we're going to go through these, and then I want your opinion on some that I watched this week, see if any of you guys have seen them. We will start with The Internship, starring Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson.
Bro, those are my boys, yo. I want to see this flick.
I don't.
They have never been in a movie together where I haven't laughed.
They've been in one movie.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Together.
And he laughed.
Like 8 years ago.
Still laughing.
It might even be 10. I think it was like 03.
It was 08. 07. Oh, 05. 05.
Yeah, it was definitely
The Wedding Crashers?
Wedding Crashers was 05. Yeah.
Shit. I thought it was earlier than that, I think. Wasn't it?
8 years ago. 05. I believe 05. Maybe 04. But
whatever. It's around that area. Yeah.
But I'm tired of Vince Vaughn, frankly.
I love Vince Vaughn. He's
tired
hilarious.
Of fucking Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson to be a
failure really? Should have not failed killing himself.
Oh,
that's
fucked up, dude. I don't wish death on either of these guys. This is Vince Vaughn's shtick is getting real old.
I don't wish death on him.
I just
wish
you sit back and count your money. Yeah. Stop is what you're saying.
I just wish him success in his
In this movie, they're two lovable losers who go on to become interns at Google. But guess what? They're kind of old. Yeah. It's so wacky.
I love
those I wonder
guys.
If there's going to be like one of those Vince Vaughn like monologues that just goes on way too long.
You like, think?
Google,
maybe
you want us to work at Google? That's where we're going to go. Not Yahoo, not Bing. We're going to go to Google. That's the whole
Google's
movie.
Where it's Google. At. We got to go to Google.
And then there's going to be Owen Wilson. I don't know, man. Google sounds good.
You could derelict my balls, Mon Capitan. No,
that wasn't even Owen Wilson.
That was Owen Wilson.
It was.
Oh, you're right.
That Hansel's so hot right now.
They're breakdance fighting.
There was no Vince Vaughn.
Honest to God, those guys really make me laugh. I don't care. They may get a bad rap. Maybe even deserve it. They just tickle my funny bone. Just like Adam Sandler. I just like Adam Sandler. I don't know.
I got nothing against
Blind them. Loyalty is a failing.
It's not. It's not like I go to their movies and I don't laugh. I do laugh.
The last few of both of their movies.
Did you like The Watch?
I love The Watch. I thought The Watch was hilarious, dude.
Well, you like That's My Boy, so your opinion is null and void. All right. Both of you.
Not me. Don't like Adam Sandler.
Right, you like Looper. Your fucking opinion's a little void to me, too.
At least I'm in the majority on
no,
that
you're
one.
Not.
Oh, I
He's
am,
like,
sir.
It got 61% on Rotten Tomato, therefore majority.
It's better than That's My Boys 4. Okay.
Back to the Google movie. What I can't figure out is Google for this or against it? Because I've seen
they
a lot
before.
More.
They put their name to it. I'm sure that the two leads will learn a valuable lesson by the end.
But
that's
the
every movie, though. Who
the
cares?
Marketing campaign that Google's doing, I can't figure out. They're like, you want to see what it's really like to be a Google intern? You know, like,
Google
you
think
you're movie, you're no shit. Like, no, they're doing like an aggressive
I
marketing
get it,
campaign.
But Google's awesome. Like, Google can't
Google's
do
awesome.
Wrong.
So,
it's like,
so I'm like, so... Do you, so why even hitch your wagon to this movie? Because you don't need to get more interns. You got plenty. Yeah.
It's just
of great
hell of
applicants.
It. I swear to God, any search engine I use sucks. It's like I type something in. I'm like, why isn't this on Google right now? Google. I type in half the letters. It gives me my answer. Yeah.
I
like,
will Bing Google.
To get yeah, Google. It's like Google can't do no wrong. So whatever, throw something. Behind
We're
it.
Here, Melville, Long Island, at Justin Herman's house to give him the test. Bing or Google? Which one do you prefer?
I actually switched to Bing once I saw the commercial for the movie. I'm so disappointed. I'm like, one, like, it's
so Jill's so, right.
It's so pathetic how they're attaching, you know, they're part of this movie, like, it's such a big part of it.
I walk Rotten. Into that building every day because I work in the Google building. I walk in there every day. I'm like, what are we doing?
Can I guess the Rotten Tomatoes score?
Yes.
All right. Seems like there's going to be a lot of hate build up for this flip.
Let's play a little Price is Right. Right. Closest without going over.
What's the scaling
from? It's 0 to
100. I'm going
to
give it.
Jillian?
20.
Brian?
I was going to say 17.
People are crazy.
Justin?
42.
Wow, I was going to go around there. 37.
Oh, you gave me a shot.
Jillian is our winner with 32. She didn't go over.
Oh.
I win. was my showcase.
Lou was the closest by number, I believe.
I was, you know, congratulations, yeah, everybody.
Lou,
I thought you were going to hate harder.
Lou, you played that game wrong.
32. Even I hate on shit, but I recognize that people love it.
But you should have won 41 or 20, Eli.
Yeah.
You got to play Price is Right rules.
Well, I don't like being that Price is Right dick that's like, one. 21.
I 100% would be that dick if I was on that show.
27.1.
I better hope you hit that exactly, buddy, because you're going to lose.
I don't want to be the dick.
Director Sean Levy, also known for Date Night, which I kind of enjoyed, Real Steel, which I did enjoy, and Night at the Museum, which I did not enjoy.
That was terrible.
That's a
bad. I didn't like. You know what is funny? I like that whole crew, except for when Ben Stiller does a movie by himself, like he's the main guy. I don't know. Well,
there's another Owen Wilson.
That almost in it also, yeah.
What?
Almost was in Night at the Museum.
He's a tiny cowboy.
No, but I understand that he was a tiny bit part in that, but I'm saying like, when Ben Stiller's like along came Polly, I just did not like
that's
that.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Oh, shit.
It was also a Jennifer Aniston film, so that.
Ooh.
Well, she's the career killer.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
She's not as bad as Jennifer Lopez.
It's got to be like, if you make comedic movies, you got to do one shitty movie with Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. At least one failed romantic comedy.
That's in her contract.
Did you see that Adam Sandler movie with her? Just go
no.
With it.
Well, he definitely didn't see
just
that.
It wasn't
you don't even
bad.
Have to finish.
It wasn't that funny, but it wasn't that bad.
But what's
Decker.
His face? What's the other guy in this Google movie?
Vaughn
did a shitty one. That's the breakup. The
oh,
breakup.
That was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And everyone kept hyping. He was like, oh, it looks so great. It looks so awesome. And I heard people like, no.
That
you know,
one
was horrible.
The other one with the fat guy that's in the other. I'm saying
Kevin James.
Kevin James. That
piece
movie was terrible.
Of shit.
That movie was so bad. I didn't even
the
laugh.
The Dilemma.
Winona Ryder.
Yeah, The Dilemma.
That movie was so bad.
The whole movie hinges on them starting a car.
I couldn't laugh. I'm like, you got to give me a couple laughs. Didn't laugh.
You got to give me a couple
like,
laughs.
Like, I'm easy. Yeah. Like, just give me a couple of
there's
laughs.
There's nothing there. That movie's awful.
That had Aniston in it, too?
That had,
No.
Winona
Ryder.
Vince Vaughn. Winona
Ryder,
Jennifer
dude,
Connelly.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
Vince Vaughn. I mean, some people just don't make me laugh like when they're the main character. Like Ben Stiller was one of those guys, but I do
Will
like Vince.
Will Farrell's kind of like that too.
Vince Vaughn's actor's getting older.
Well, Vince Vaughn again, when he's the main guy, I'm not about it. Like I like when they're collectively with all their boys.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like I like when Vince
couples
Vaughn
couples retreat.
Couples retreat. I like that movie a lot. He was not the main character, but he was like up there.
That was when I got tired of Vince Vaughn.
No,
that was the exact moment I got tired of it.
Well, you just had your fill. It's like, you don't hate sweet potato pie, but you've had enough.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. His shtick got old at that point.
Yeah.
Where even, you know, everything he did led to a Vince Vaughn rant.
Yeah.
Where he's like in the water. He's like, I had a life in that situation. Oh, my God. I'm never going to get over it. Just ranting
Google,
and raving.
Really? Google?
Well,
I love to do that. Google? Bing? Not Yahoo?
Google? Not Bing? Not Yahoo?
Yeah.
Google, baby? We're doing Google?
There's a difference. Like, I like the fact. I just like. Not that they do the same joke over again, but the same style. Like, if I like a style, I'll always like a style. You'll get bored with it after a movie.
It's super easy to get bored because you gotta bring some fresh shit.
Otherwise,
you end up with The Hangover 2, which I know you like. So
I liked that movie. The Hangover 3 was the one I really didn't care for.
The
one that tried to switch it.
Makes a hard man humble. All
right, let's do another movie. This one is a pretty different concept.
Oh, wait, so we can go. I would see it.
Oh, okay. So let's go around the table.
It's your movie, I think.
I give it a no, but I will probably see it when it's out on DVR. You know,
you'll stream it.
Yeah, that thing. Jillian.
Even if it's in the background while I'm doing dishes, I'll say, Brian, could you please turn this off?
Are you going to get dragged to it
Ooh.
By him? Brian is a
yes.
Justin?
I'm on Pete's page.
Okay, Lou?
No to seeing it in any format.
Solid no. Okay. Next movie, The Purge.
Yes.
I think the concept is pretty cool, but it has Ethan Hawke.
It's got Ethan Hawke's your star.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yo, he's made some dumpers out there, but he's also made...
He should advertise diapers, bro.
Fucking some nice gems.
I've said, yeah, Gattaca. I like Gattaca.
He's like 50-50. It's either going to be awesome or it's going to be pure shit.
Trading Day.
There's a
Trading
movie
day.
Where he's a fucking vampire.
Vampire, yeah.
The vampire
that,
movie was terrible.
It was so
which one was
dumb.
That?
Daybreakers.
That was him. Wait, I'm a vampire. I can live for forever. So I'm just going to keep going to my job every day. Maybe get some blood in my coffee and just
but
go about life
William
forever.
Dafoe. William Dafoe's still the shit in that.
Yeah,
William
he did.
No, he's
awesome
not. He's like,
does.
I got to occur.
William Dafoe is awesome.
William Dafoe's awesome no matter what.
Oh, he's not.
He just is. He's just awesome.
He's
no
awesome.
In that role.
Not in that movie. He wasn't. He's like,
well, that movie.
He's like, I was a vampire and I got cured by getting into a car accident.
I was.
That's how things work.
I was
work
a vampire, Alki.
Well, let's talk. Let's talk The Purge, though.
Yeah.
Do we know the plot? Does everybody know the plot?
The plot is like one day a year, like you could do whatever you want as far as like,
12 hours. Yeah.
It's an ideal society where there's a 12-hour period once a year where all crime is legal.
And there's no police, no cops, nothing.
Yeah, family locks themselves in the house and they let in a stranger who then is now chased by people in masks. Why? If all crime is legal, do you need the creepy masks? No.
It adds ambiance. It does.
That's the only part of the commercial that I was like, okay, I'm in for that, but the movie looks awful.
Yeah, but like, let's say this happens every year. The first year you don't wear a mask. The second year you don't wear a mask. The third year is like, yo, let's spice shit up a little. Let's get masks.
This is getting boring.
Let's spice it up. Rotten Tomatoes. Do we want to play the game?
Yeah.
Yes, we'll play the game.
Keep in mind, the internship was a 32. Mm-hmm. Do you think this one will be better or worse? Jillian, we're going to start with you.
50.
Okay, this has not the star power that the other one had, but it does have the better premise. So I'm going to go 48.
48. Justin.
Damn, I want to go low, but I don't know.
It's like 49. I'm a dick.
No, well. All right.
It's a short 50 show.
50 seems too high, so I'm going to go 30.
30, Justin. Lou?
40.
40, Lou. Lou, you are a winner. 44%.
Yeah!
Damn. Tell him what he's won.
Jack shit. You won 2 tickets to the Purge.
Fucking spin the big wheel now.
Funny thing is, director James DeMonaco, who also directed nothing else.
A virgin.
Yeah,
but it does have Ethan Hawke, Lena Headey from Game of Thrones.
Oh, she's
in there.
In?
She's the wife.
She's sexy.
And that's about it.
I actually read the Rotten Tomatoes review for this also. That's the funny thing.
Did you?
And yeah, they were saying that.
You got the fucking thing wrong?
I didn't. I don't read the scores. Like,
I
read the articles.
I read the articles.
That's what he said.
Sure you do, Justin. We all read the articles.
So they're saying that at first the movie seemed like it had a very good like political undertone to it. And right. Then it just turns into a stupid slasher movie.
Yeah, it makes sense. It looks like
When I was getting into it, I was expecting a political thriller.
Well, no, but the idea, you know, like this whole concept behind it, like they actually could have built on it, like in a satirical they're saying, and then they're just like, fuck it.
The most political movie I've seen this year has been Star Trek Into Darkness. I don't think this is going to touch that.
You know, I think that the premise is cool, at least relatively.
Wrong.
Okay. No, I think the premise, is cool.
It has potential, but then they go into this, people are trying to break into my house shit. Where you could just drop that whole thing once, you know, completely.
Yeah.
You could show us a whole vignette of multiple things just going on, and then you could put in your political message.
Need a special kill holiday for that.
Would you like the holiday? Would you like the movie better, though?
Let's kill a day.
Okay, let's say, would you like the movie better if the person who they let in the house was like, oh, thank God you saved me, right? And then you found out that his name was Kevin McAllister. And the two guys outside that were trying to get in were Harry and Marv.
The Wet Bandits?
The Wet Bandits, right?
The Sticky Bandits?
And then literally it was a Home Alone 5. Bow!
In. Did we get Daniel Stern back?
Well,
old Daniel Stern, old Joe Pesci.
Is the premise
I'm
movie,
in.
Come on, the premise movie is retarded. If you got money, you can make your house foolproof, you know, 12 hours a year.
That's what the house
is. But we're supposed to buy?
The house isn't foolproof.
You let in a stranger after you have this massive mansion on a cul-de-sac that I assume they show them locking down everything and getting into
the little safe box.
But you're going to let a stranger in.
But fine, you let the stranger in.
In the trailer, it's the idiot daughter who does that.
Yes, you let the stranger in. That's
fine. So you need the stupid teenager.
That's a boy.
So wait, are you assuming?
Oh!
Wait, are you assuming? I think I just put out the plot of this movie without seeing it. The guy who goes in there is going to be allied with the people outside, even though they don't play it that way.
Maybe
he's going
to
be.
Ooh, Justin, you're really making me not want to see it more.
Because how else? Come on, you got money.
Well, that would be a good
twist. How hard can it be?
Yeah.
They don't got bazookas. Like, how the hell are they going to get into your goddamn house?
If you're going to commit a crime, you're going to commit a crime. I don't care if they give you 12 hours to just commit crime.
Yeah, I mean, well,
you'll be like, I'm a criminal, but I got 12 hours of fun.
Stupidity of the.
It's a stupid fucking premise.
But Brian picked it up on this. This is Home Alone, but if Marv and the other guy want to rape and murder Kevin,
wore creepy masks.
And then rape his dead body.
Lou.
I think it could be a great premise, but it'd have to be in the city, like, during a riot, not in some rich guy's house.
Yeah, like that's when they introduced the concept in the trailer. That's what I thought it would be.
Yeah, you see people looting.
You're
shit.
In the project somewhere, and they're surviving.
Yeah, exactly. You got to survive there.
Yeah. You're not in some fucking cozy mansion with blast doors.
But no, then you lost the premise of we've made some sort of sacrifice to have this utopian society because you already have a son already.
The concept of the utopian society is stupid, though, in this movie because 12 hours of committing crimes is not going to save everybody.
My question is,
poor people are still committing crimes.
What if it was a sweet-ass 12 hours?
But no, my question is, are they releasing all the prisoners and then collecting them back together, or
citizenry is just
was this Gotham City?
Are prisoners all poor people?
I get it.
We've gone way deeper into this than I ever expected.
You guys are focusing on the poverty aspect. This is about your deviant behavior that's in you for 12 hours.
Well, that's retarded.
You let it out.
No one has
and then
deviant behavior in them.
Everyone has
people are driven
right
to
now.
Do things. If you can't eat and you can't get a job, you fucking rob people.
You're focusing again on poverty. This is about rape and things like that, like some really fucked up criminal shit.
You
like now, I'm just robbing you.
I tell you,
like
what.
A shitty one.
No, it's funny. Like you're focusing just like, oh, they're gonna rob them. They're gonna rob them. They're gonna.
Yo,
just, like,
Lou,
really
we should go see
messed
a matinee
up
this
to
tomorrow.
This family. This is about doing messed up things in society.
This would have made 10 times more money if it was Zach Galifianakis and like Jonah Hill, just banging hookers for 12 hours. Like,
yeah. Speaking of which, so
I would like to invest in your film.
While
have you kickstarted it yet?
While I was on Rotten Tomatoes today, I realized there's another movie coming out this weekend. That's a This Is the End type movie with the guy from Warm Bodies, not the main character. The guy's always the sidekick character, the funny dude with the bald.
Oh,
Rob Corddry.
Rob Corddry. Sure. And Andrew Wilkinson, the girl from she's in that George Clooney movie. She's Anna Wilkinson or something like that.
Which George Clooney movie?
The movie where he like fires people. Is that a Clooney movie or is that not a Clooney
the
movie?
The fuck are you talking about?
I think you mean where he's like a traveling salesman.
Donald Trump, the movie?
Yes.
Like.
Yeah, I don't know her name, but I know
Anna Wilkinson.
McMahon, the movie?
She's in the movie. She's in that movie where the guy's got cancer. Where Robin's
You're
got cancer.
Fired!
What's
You're
the
fired!
What's the movie where Robin's got cancer?
What?
Robin.
50-50?
50-50. Yeah. The girl in that movie.
Anna Kendrick?
Anna Kendrick. That's her name.
Where are you going
with her and this dude are in a This Is the End type movie.
Well,
wow. I'm just saying. This is the End type movie.
That's
it's a comedy.
It's a lot of work together. That was probably it.
Was
it a lot of work together. And you lost.
Me and
it's called like The Apocalypticos or something stupid.
Me
like,
and,
I saw that on the list. I skipped it because nobody's ever heard of it.
Me and me and Jillian a couple weeks ago saw The Great Gatsby and in the previews.
I'm sorry.
No, it was good. in the previews, they showed up a preview for this stupid movie, and
Sandra Bullock one.
Sandra Bullock and George Clooney, right? They're on a space station and they're doing space station stuff, and then an asteroid hits it, and then they start falling to Earth, and they're like, ah! Right, and then it's like gravity.
No. Brian.
And I laughed out loud in the theater. I was like, ah!
First of all, we both laughed, but you got it wrong, and you got it wrong missing a scientific principle that would have stopped you from getting it wrong. You don't fall to Earth when you're in space. There is no gravity. She starts floating.
No, they were in orbit. They were in orbit.
Yeah, the
though,
movie's
like,
actually called Inertia.
Do you remember? She just starts floating off in space, and that's when we started laughing.
No. She fucking falls to Earth. That's the whole movie is her ass fucking descending into Earth.
Did I know the ending?
Wait.
She's gonna fucking
movie?
Burn up on entry.
Who's in this movie?
Splat. She's most surely going to die.
Yeah.
There's no, like, I don't care.
I'm sorry. No, wait.
Dead.
You're in space. You get disconnected from the ship. You're gonna start falling to Earth. Can you please think about what you're saying? You're thinking of probably some other point in the preview where they're showing something else.
They weren't like in space. They were like right outside of space. Like, you know, like right outside
what?
Upper
the atmosphere.
Yeah, that guy jumped from the Red Bull. Remember that guy? That's where they were.
Well, then it's only a 30-second film.
Exactly. That's why we start laughing. Like, what the hell?
Like, I'm so
credits.
Mad. They're like, I'm dead. I'm fucking dead.
Speaking of shitty movies, now we've gone through those two. I saw a couple movies this week. I want to see if you guys saw any of these, and I want you guys to weigh in.
Yeah.
All right. We got four here. Number one, Oz the Great and Powerful.
We saw that. It was really good.
You need to reevaluate.
I saw the first
really
half and I haven't watched the rest of it yet. Like,
it was charming, and I felt touched by
charming.
The human spirit.
I hate that
monkey was adorable.
I have a story about this movie. So I'm streaming it onto my TV from my computer.
Right.
And,
legally, right?
And, yes, legally. And it's got like one third of the screen, and I'm all messed up. I'm like, why is this thing taking up one third of my screen on my TV? I'm going nuts. I'm changing all the settings. It took me 3.5 hours or so screwing around on my computer trying to get it to work. And then all of a sudden it turns into a full screen as I'm lying down. Eventually decide I gave up.
Yes, that's when it changes.
It turns into full screen. I'm like, You gotta be fucking kidding me.
That's when it changes the color. That's right.
Change the color, I get a full screen movie.
Personally.
Destroyed the movie for me.
Yeah, personally. I was like, after that, I would hate to. I would hate to after that.
Personally, I felt this movie suffered from prequelitis, where it's like, okay, you know they're not going to kill the Wicked Witch, because Dorothy's going to do that. You know they're not going to kill the Wicked Witch of the East, because the house has to fall on her, so there's no point.
But they have to. They don't have to. But
no
they're
point.
Following a book that's already written. It's not like this guy
There's
was a genius.
No
came up
point
with it
to this movie. It's a
this
pointless
book exists.
Movie.
It's
no, I hate
time.
The Wizard of Oz. I actually
it's
like that.
It's so pointless. It meanders.
Like forever. Like
it
I read it when
anywhere.
I was like 10. Like I don't know when it was first published, but it's
Oz
like,
the Great and Powerful existed.
Yeah, the prequels have existed for a long time.
I don't know, I don't know if
done
it's
that
a
shit.
Frank L. Baum.
I mean, they could have done Wicked, and people would have watched it.
This movie.
I hate Wicked.
This movie. This it didn't go anywhere. It didn't do anything. It was James. Franco was kind of a cocky douche. It ends the movie with him being a cocky douche.
I got halfway
You'll
through
ne-
it, and that's what I felt. Yeah. I just gave up.
The, love Zach Braff as a monkey.
A lot of like...
Of course I love bananas.
He's a
I
cute
just don't like
monkey.
You saying it.
There's a China doll for no reason.
No.
Yeah,
that,
no
she wears
no,
she
in
Chinatown.
That's in the book. It's not for no
My
reason.
My point is...
Got hot
no,
witches.
Right.
It's
the
got
point
hot
is,
witches.
The point is you're never going to get to the point of like, you know... the hot witches, that's your
no,
thing?
The China doll isn't there for no reason. The China doll...
Oh, can I do an impression of Brian every time Mila Kunis shows up on screen?
No, I mean...
Spot on.
You picked up on the China doll was the girl in the beginning who couldn't make her walk.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah,
everything
just,
was connected.
Just like the good
people.
Witch was the girl in there. And
spoilers.
Like,
do you want to spoilers?
Yeah, now? Nothing happens.
Well,
if
I may reciprocate, here's Pete eating his little popcorn like... They're never going to kill the witch.
Wrong. Because I didn't eat popcorn.
He's eating his...
Then you didn't even watch the movie right.
I was eating beef jerky.
That's not how you watch a movie.
Like a man.
No. Beef jerky is for road trips.
Next one. Next movie. Anybody see Identity Thief?
No.
Hell no.
Oh, good. Then I can save you all 2+
I hate
hours.
That chubby chick.
It's bad. It's
I
could have
told you that.
I just had to give it a shot because I was riding high on Jason Bateman after Arrested Development.
He's awesome.
Oh. Yeah, dude, this movie is unwatchable, and it goes on forever.
Because they probably stuffed the chubby chick from Bridesmaids down your throat.
Did you see the movie Due Date?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then you don't have to see this because this is like, it's unfunny, brother.
Due Date was good. I like Due Date. Well, I like Zach Galifianakis.
First saying, this is
Wait,
unfunny,
this is
brother.
The unfunny version.
Well, speaking of Due Date real quick, did anyone feel that was literally a remake of Plane Trade?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. And this
is
the same movie. The only thing that made me laugh is the chick in it and her unrelenting neck punches.
She sucks. I hate her so much. I can't believe that you Second fucking it. Like this girl.
I like her in...
She
two things.
She sucks in
two
everything.
Things. I like
everything.
Her
she's,
I like her on
she
SNL.
She sucks. And SNL, she
SNL
sucks.
Didn't watch.
Did you see SNL?
I imagine she sucks.
Fuck you, then. Because I actually sat and watched this
You didn't
piece
watch an Adam Sandler movie since Happy
because
Gilmore.
Because I've seen
I got to fucking hear
others.
About how he sucks all day.
I've seen all the others. No, I've seen haven't. Him on SNL. I've seen him in the
Have
movie.
Have you seen That's My Boy?
Thank God, no.
Wait, you didn't like him on SNL?
No, he's the worst. Oh, my name is Crazy Newspaper Face. There's a whole fucking... I'm Opera Man.
Opera Man was great. I don't like
Opera
SNL, but I like Opera Man was hilarious.
Opera Man is funny, man.
When he was thinking about Eddie Vedder, oh, it was great.
That's all he fucking does.
I'm
just
getting
like that one
dumber
thing.
From this.
What about his songs?
They're terrible. That guy's been writing the Hanukkah song for 15
No, what about
years.
What about the goat? What about the whole goat what? Skit? He's like, oh, fuck me in the goat ass.
The only
about,
line anybody remembers.
What about Tobe of Willie?
I don't even remember that.
$1.25.
What's superimposed?
That's the same price.
Piece
your
of shit
John
car.
Blowjob.
Piece of shit car.
Yeah, better musicians have tackled the subject matter.
The nighttime is the right time.
The nighttime is the right time.
See, I hate the movies, but I did like the albums.
But you like this other girl who's unfunny, Chris Farley.
You mean I like the one? I like the two
Farley.
Things
I'll
that I've seen
you,
her.
It's
I'll
like
on that.
It's like
the two things. That, okay,
she
allow me to
is
justify.
The woman Zal Galifianakis. Therefore, everyone likes
no,
her.
She's
no,
unfunny,
no, no, no,
Chris
no, no, no,
Farley.
Let me say this. They tacked that on to her because of Bridesmaids, because she was the kind of standout in that movie, and I enjoyed.
She was the absolute worst in that movie.
Okay, you hate women.
I didn't even
no,
like
that. No, I like that whole. I like that movie.
I didn't even
she
like the movie.
She sucked.
So.
I found her funny in that movie, she's and I liked her on SNL. She was funny on the one episode of SNL. Anything beyond that, I hate her sitcom.
Look,
I hated her in Hangover 3.
I liked that movie, Bridesmaids.
I liked
the worst parts
things.
About that movie were her.
Unlike Sandler and you, I can admit that this chick does some horrible shit.
Who, her? She does everything's Santa terrible.
Does a
I
lot
like,
of horrible shit. Hold up.
I like two roles. Two roles. And this movie, I'm here to warn you about it. Don't watch it.
Once you said that she was in the movie, I didn't want to watch it.
Mm.
Yeah. Like with Bridesmaids, I thought Kristen Wiig and the, I don't know the actress who named the name of the actress who played like the her rival where they were trying to be best friends.
Just say the hot one,
the chick from Get Him to the Greek.
Yeah, I thought their relationship was hilarious. I thought that the girl, the other
See, that to me was like their relationship was the most forced comedy.
No, because like she wanted
the rivalry.
Yeah.
No, because I've seen that play out in every bridesmaid situation. I've seen that happen between two girls.
That toast situation where they keep going back and forth with the toast, that just dragged on.
But you liked it. You liked when the chubby chick threw her fucking thigh up on the fucking airport. I was like, yeah, I'm pretty flexible.
I liked her when she was talking to Kristen Wiig and she had adopted 19 puppies.
That's stupid. That was funny. She's like, I'm giving away puppies. I took them all.
That's not the line, and that's not the inflection, but okay. We're going to go to the next movie here. Anybody see Jack the Giant Slayer?
Oh, my God.
I'm not into Jack and the Beanstalk or Hansel and Gretel or any of those shits.
Justin, you saw it?
Oh, don't watch
it. It's a piece of shit, right? Holy crap, is that movie bad.
That movie actually made it through after two nights, but it was just like, why'd I do this?
That is a load of shit.
And me. I love a lot of movies.
They were so creative, too. Jack fights giants named Fee, Fi, Fo, and Fum.
Oh, jeez.
But and at the moment when Fo was a good guy, but Fo was a bad guy, but Fo was
no,
a
that
good
was
guy.
Fum.
Oh, it was Fum?
That
whatever.
Was Fum.
But it didn't matter anyway, because it was just a throw-in.
Now, here's the thing I found the funniest about it, and spoilers if you're interested in seeing this. The main villain is a two-headed giant. The one head is evil. The other head is retarded. It's like, the one head is like this evil general of the giants. The other head's tongue sticking out, one eyeball popping out the whole time.
He's like, you shut
I
up.
Am just
at the
not...
end of the movie, Jack manages to slay these giants, and it's a kid's movie. I can't reiterate
of course
that.
It's Jack and the Beanstalk.
It's a children's movie. And that stupid, goofy retard head is there for the kids. And right before that dumb head gets killed, it goes, oh, fuck. I go,
that
you're
sounds
gonna,
cool.
You're going to give the most adult line in this piece of shit to the kid's character? The no. one character in the movie that kids are going to be
and
like, I love it.
Oh,
and his eyeball
Junior?
Gets shot out
Wait,
of his
Wait, wouldn't you want to see like the kid's character in every movie say something foul like Jar Jar Binks like, oh, fuck a me. Fuck a Misa. No.
Misa going to get fucked in the ass.
Like right. He stubs his toe and he's like, suck my dick. Oh, God. Like,
fuck me in the gungan ass.
Yeah, right? Like, that's Lucas felt that it needed it.
All right, before we go into, I'm not going to waste any time with Jack the Giant Slayer because I got one more that I know you've seen.
Which one?
Warm Bodies.
I love that movie. It's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I liked it, but I was like,
I was
good.
I was very, all right.
Yeah, agreed.
I didn't laugh.
That's because you're one of those evil zombies.
Anyway, no, didn't we tell you to watch
no
it?
Heart.
You didn't want to
heart.
Watch it?
No
didn't
heart.
Didn't we tell you to watch it? You didn't want to?
I didn't really want to, but I decided to give it a shot because you all spoke highly.
Yeah,
it was better than I thought it would be.
I started crying a little bit during some parts. I realized, I'm actually being touched by God.
How awesome was Cord you? And they were
it
like,
was good. It was.
Let me guess. You're going to say the one funny line in the movie.
What?
Bitches.
That was an awesome line.
The only line in the movie.
When
bitches.
When he throws the bad zombie down, I was like, kill that one.
I don't remember that.
We're
the
like,
one
we don't
line.
Know which one to shoot, and he.
Oh, that one. Okay,
that one.
The only line that made me laugh was the bitches line.
What about when he's giving the narrations? Like, I like to say that we banded together and we eventually fought a big struggle, but realistically, we just fucking murdered those bastards. Like,
not the wording in the movie or the inflection once again, but yeah,
like it was basically the same.
Out of all these movies, that's my pick for the best one.
What's the first one?
Out of Identity Thief, Jack the Giant Slayer, Oz the Great and Powerful.
Warm
Bodies.
Oz, it's not even close.
As the most watchable.
Didn't see Identity
Oz
Thief.
Was good.
By the way,
Oz
the
and
Francos,
Warm Bodies were good.
I had to point out the Francos because James Franco's little brother is in Warm Bodies.
Yeah.
The Francos are really good at playing dicks.
Well,
like,
especially the brother.
Dicks.
Who was the little brother in that?
He was
the
boyfriend.
He got Murray A's brain.
Oh, yeah.
That part was stupid. That part I didn't like.
Well, what, you get the memories from the brain?
Yeah, because then why wouldn't everybody be having this awakening? Earlier.
No,
it's the fact that he gets feelings. Because
he saw the person that guy loved.
It's still, that wouldn't have happened anywhere
else.
So,
yeah, you weren't near somebody who
when you were murdering massive crowds of people,
you didn't
look over at the guy you were eating his girlfriend and be like...
It was just a matter of, your capability of love and what
it's
was
a,
going on.
It's
some
a silly...
People,
or why did that all of a sudden enlighten everybody else?
Trying to justify this movie is ridiculous because it's a stupid movie, but it's fun to watch.
I really enjoyed that movie. I like
John Malkovich getting it.
Don't try to make sense of it.
No, but to answer, because you're asking questions, I can't answer why did it align everyone else? Because the other zombies zombies, you saw the one zombie holding her hand and have that moment with her, it kind of clicks some
look,
of them to start going too.
Don't try to make any sense of the logic behind
it,
this movie.
Speaking of John
Malkovich, can't help it, an English major.
Just watch it.
He could also, writing major.
He could also
ignore the fact that 1 minute they're hiding
and
in
so
a plane.
And so Rob Corddry,
the next,
being
he couldn't speak originally, though.
Yeah,
but
he could.
They both
guys,
could.
Ignore the fact that 1 minute they're hiding in a plane for their lives, and the next minute they're joyriding down the tarmac like
yeah.
it's nothing.
that was like,
where did
wait.
All the zombies go? Who cares? It's a movie. It's a love story. We don't care.
Speaking of John Malkovich, I actually shared an elevator with him yesterday.
Really?
Yesterday?
Yeah. He's in the Hearst building.
I would have just been speaking like in being John Malkovich.
Like he was, right? he was complete. Yeah, like,
Malkovich.
Like, I didn't recognize.
Malkovich.
I didn't recognize him when I was in the elevator, like when I walked in, but. He was with a person that he was talking to, and I was like, "That sounds."
You recognize that ugly motherfucker?
I would have said
he's a dude. Like you know, you just don't like. Like, you don't see someone like famous. You don't like. That's,
he loves
like,
the Three
like,
Musketeers.
Like,
what would I have said to him?
What
was it? You're right, Mike. I do not have the flush.
I'll splash the pot
whenever I want to.
But yeah, I was shared earlier with John McWidges.
That's
like,
awesome. That's awesome. Did you say anything to him?
What am I gonna say to him? Like.
Loved you in Three Musketeers.
I've also shared an elevator with Kelly Osbourne and
well, nothing to say to that.
I'd imagine you would give her a solid boo.
Well, she said the dumbest thing in the world. Like
while in the elevator?
Yeah, she said she was with again. Every celebrity comes in is always with like a handler,
mm-hmm.
and there's like I guess some wiring in the elevator that's like a design. And she's like, "Is that hair?" And I'm like, I wanted to be like, "No." Like no, it's not. Like,
in her defense,
what are you, stupid?
Some designers have started to use hair in their fashion, so it would be weird to start showing up in decor.
No, I still like your response to her.
No.
Dummy.
I'm just saying the fashion design world's a weird fucking place.
Derelict.
Yeah, they got human hair for all the elevators.
Happened in real life. That was Galliano. Galliano did that in real life for Dior. Did a whole show with homeless.
Real quick, while we're on movies and Franco's, I saw.
Okay.
I saw
movie and Franco's.
Now You See Me.
Oh, you saw that?
It was entertaining.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there was some CG magic that was just straight up impossible.
Now that had the younger Franco, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isla
Which
Fisher,
he did well
right?
enough.
Isla Fisher's in there. Woody Harrelson.
And
you didn't do it right.
Can't go wrong, Woody Harrelson.
There is some. A lot of it, like.
Woody Harrelson. Come
50%
on.
50% of it relies on. Holograms.
Well, because we're not going to do a summer spoiler on that, why don't you give us your rating?
I will say, you know, 7.
7 out of 10?
It was entertaining, but you really got to suspend your disbelief.
That's pretty solid. That's more than I would thought.
You know, it's fun. I will say it's fun.
You're a critical dude, too.
There's some shit in there where you're like, that's fucking
too much Tupac-ness in it.
Like, there's no way. Like, they're using holograms to a point where, like, technology isn't going to get there in 10 years.
So the magic portion is silly.
It is a little silly.
Is the heist part good, at least? Or the characters cool?
I mean, it's cool. There's a lot of cool like chase and the fights and things like that.
I'd be more into
Woody
it for
that banter
reason.
Between and the cop and the
yeah,
magician.
Yeah, there's definitely
yeah.
a lot of that. I mean, the cast is a Hollywood
yeah.
cast.
Cool. I love the cast. The cast looks solid.
Yeah.
They really did put a big cast together for kind of a miscellaneous movie.
Yeah.
Who are the other main characters in that? There's a bunch of main characters.
Well, you got Eisenberg, Ruffalo, Isla Fisher, Morgan Freeman,
right.
Woody Harrelson. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of characters, like a lot of big actors in there.
Yeah. And you know, I had a great time, yeah, because you guys have seen South Park where Morgan Freeman gets a freckle every time he explains something.
Yeah.
His whole role in the movie is explaining how tricks work.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, like, he got another freckle.
He's got a new TV show where he's doing that. All he does is walk around and answer questions and explain things. That's his TV show.
He's got
freckles all over.
Look, the man is a national treasure.
He is.
Let's allow him to do whatever that
is. Oh, no, I'm not criticizing that. I can't wait. It's just like Shatner has a show, too, on Sci-Fi where he just talks about weird shit that's happened in the world.
But that's,
weird shit that.
But when
happened.
You see Shatner doing things, it's kind of weird and depressing.
Yeah.
I love Shatner. No,
he's like, oh, he's kind of doughy, and his wife drowned.
Oh, I forgot about the wife.
Sorry.
His wife cheated on him.
Really
drowned in a pool.
Especially
mean like with
depressing.
The cover on, or like is this
no,
like,
fell in a pool. And, no, I don't know. I don't know.
But what's really depressing about him, I find, is he used to be no homo, a handsome guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now he's this fat, dumpy, ugly guy.
He's 80 years old.
He's looking pretty good. I look at him and I'm like, fuck, getting old sucks.
Even, need to do some push-ups.
Even for celebrities.
I guarantee you he still lives a good life.
Even for celebrities
fuck you,
who have
I'm
trainers.
Rich.
I'm
have you seen Gwyneth Paltrow? She's 40 years old. Looks like she's 18.
I don't know about 18.
Yeah, but clearly there's a point. Other than like, I don't know, Suzanne Summers. Once you're at 60, it's over for you, is what I'm saying.
No, like, Gwyneth Paltrow looks great.
Before we go down this rabbit hole, I want to let's do a little TV stuff.
Yeah,
a little bit of TV.
Before we do our Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. and I'm guessing we still don't have a theme.
I'm about to make a TV theme.
I did this week.
TV.
I just wish that everybody who's listening to us could have seen Lou's little dance.
Yes, right? It was that.
One of you guys should have been like, jazz hands.
We gotta use that. I like that. That was great.
It was good. I told you guys, making music with your
mouth.
It's totally doable.
That's what that chick said before she blew that guy.
That's why we call him Acapella Lou.
I'll make music with my mouth, but I will not have sex with you.
He's playing the skin flute.
For $60, I'll make music with my mouth.
Well, I brought especially Brian and Jillian, I brought you a news story for TV. I brought the rest of us' story that's good, and then we're going to do a little Game of Thrones.
This is reality TV, because
No.
Sewing Wars.
I just wanted to let you guys know.
I thought maybe.
For you guys, I just wanted to let you know that Showtime has announced the end of the Borgias.
Oh, are they finishing it off? Or are they?
Season 3 will be its final.
That's fine.
But did they finish the story, or are they just canceling it?
Since they're announcing it ahead of time,
they're finishing it.
They're going to wrap
it's only
it.
It's season 3.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Well, those things are historically kind of accurate. So, like, once they reach the end, they just reach the end.
Yeah.
Like even the Tudors, like that. That they
he,
wanted to.
He
like,
died.
They made up stuff.
Yeah,
like,
they wanted to go 4, but they ended up being able to go 3. Nobody seems all that torn up about it because at least they're given a season to kind of tie it all together.
Well, you know what? I don't care. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, it's a great show.
I'm going
to
watch it.
I'd rather just be like 3 seasons of really good.
Solid 3.
Instead of pushing to 4 and then the 4th season being like what?
Well, with a definitive ending, you at least get that.
Yeah. And he became Super Cesare. Like,
I haven't watched it yet.
Well, now the 3rd season is over. Now you guys got to watch the whole
now
thing.
Now I'll watch it all in one go.
Yeah.
Other news story in TV, and this is for all of us, especially Justin, since you just announced your distaste for reality programming, and my distaste for reality programming, and all of our enjoyment of Walking Dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Walking Dead has toppled American Idol as
yes.
the top-rated yes. show on cable.
Well, good for Walking Dead, dude.
Yeah.
Kill it. Kill American Idol.
We should say highest-rated scripted show, considering that it still got beaten by Sunday Night Football.
Well, that's not a show.
The ultimate
that's
reality
a, that's
television.
Event.
But still, it crushed.
Look, the only reason why it's not being football is because there's too much money involved.
Wait.
I felt there's a transition here.
And it was close, too. I mean, Walking Dead averaged 7.5, and
look,
the closest competitor was Big Bang Theory, that piece of crap.
4.7.
Wait,
7.2.
Wait, wait.
They got 7?
7.2. That show's
Damn.
Massive, dude.
I know it's massive. I still thought it was in the 4s.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you blew my mind. Walking Dead isn't a reality TV show?
I know, hard to believe.
I thought shit was going down in Atlanta.
I feel like
Hotlanta.
What's the deal with this video game that came out today, which is like the
oh my God,
Uncharted
meets State
Walking
of Decay?
Dead.
Well, listen to A Squad and you'll find out.
See, I feel it's a transition here. All right.
We do that on the video game show, but check it out. It looks badass.
I'm probably going to download it this week.
And consider, too, this is Walking Dead. This isn't ABC, CBS, Fox, or NBC. This is AMC.
Well, AMC and FX have really done leaps and bounds for cable scripted shows.
I also want to bring up another, while you're talking FX, I don't have this written down, but I got it in the top of my head. They picked up their first new original show for the new network for XX.
What is it?
XX. What the hell is
FX? Yeah.
They're making
FX,
new FX?
FX is
splitting up to 3 different networks, like a movie
now
channel,
F,
a TV, a comedy channel, and then a
are they
like
all based
a
cable, or are they all?
Yeah, they'll all be available. Since Eastbound and Down is ending this season on HBO, the first show
they're making a fourth?
Their final season.
Nice. Oh. I didn't even finish the third, but all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, that show's still on.
Yeah, so they're going to wrap that up on HBO, and Danny McBride is jumping forward to do an animated series on FX.
I'm actually, you know what, I'm really glad. I always love to see Danny McBride do anything, but I got to say Eastbound and Down, that third season, kind of jumped the shark. It was not
great. I never finished it. The first two were so amazing, and the third, I never finished
it. It got silly.
First was like the greatest season I've ever seen in a TV show. I don't know if you guys agree with me, but I can almost quote every line from that movie.
La Flama Blanco.
It's only like five episodes. So
it was six. They did the sixth season. Yeah.
It
six
didn't
episode.
Lose it like the way, like, we watched the first season of Hung, and then we watched, like, maybe the...
No, I gripped my teeth for the first season of Hung, and I was like, right, I'm like, not watching the second.
Why were we watching then? Because so was I. Because
it was on after True Blood, probably.
No, you want to know why? Because I lived with De Gregorio for 2 weeks, and I experienced how he watches TV. I was like, you watch everything and see what really sticks out.
Right.
Hung, there was only six episodes, so I was like... I'll do it. It's right on after True Blood. I'm like, after the six episodes, this show sucks.
I got through three. Yeah,
Entourage came on after, right? Was that it?
It was like True Blood, Entourage, and that.
It is tough when I'm watching all the shows around it for me to give up on it. I just fucking was like, no. Like,
well, that show sucked, and it got canceled in 13. You know, HBO is such
that dude's
such
awesome good... too. Like in The Punisher, I like that.
Yeah,
dude, right?
Yeah. Those HBO Sunday night the dramas have such a good lead in that they'll carry a show like Hung three seasons before they're like, we gotta pull the plug. Like,
yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like there's so many viewers that are like, yeah, whatever. I'll check it out.
You know, I'm too lazy to change the channel. I mean, I'm just not. Whatever.
Well, I have blind trust in HBO. Usually, if there's an HBO show, I'll just check it out.
It's worth a watch. Yeah. I mean, I didn't like Enlightened, but. I gave
that
it
went off three seasons before that shit got canceled.
I thought it was two, but I gave it a shot.
Maybe it was two.
Quarter of an episode. That's what I gave it.
I watched it with the old lady who enjoyed it more than I did. So I saw a few more.
I actually liked the show that they canceled. It was, what was that, Coming Up in America? Oh my God.
How to Make It in America.
I like that show. They canceled.
That was like Entourage meets New York. Like,
yeah.
Well, the Entourage is in New York for a season, but still, I mean. Well,
yeah.
I was talking to my sister today. I gave her my HBO Go password and. She was like, "How to Make It in America?" I've never seen it. It looked a little like Entourage.
It was that, but it was good though. It wasn't a bad show.
Very Entourage, except they're not loaded. They're poor.
Yeah, that's what it was before Vince Neil. Poor people,
right?
That's why I didn't watch it.
It's pre Queens Boulevard.
They weren't making it in Hollywood though. They were just like making it in America. Like literally, they were trying to like build businesses and shit like that.
This is like the same reason why I watched The Freaking Hills, but not Washington Heights. Like it's the same bullshit.
Terrible
has
show.
Poor people
all around.
Okay. Well, real quick. Looking at the time here, let's just say in summation, sorry about the Borges, but yay Walking Dead, and now it's time to talk about
The Red Wedding.
One of the most insane episodes of television I've ever experienced.
Yeah, tell me what happened, because I keep hearing like little buzzes.
We're going to go into it.
Little birds are talking to you.
You want to know what happened?
Yes.
It's going to ruin the entire season.
Oh, I still watch something and get
Justin is
in
such fear
cool.
of ruining
now, guys,
things.
I did my normal thing. I wrote bullet points, and I got to keep in mind, I wrote these as I was watching it.
Oh, great.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Because that's how I do it. I watch it and I jot down notes of things I enjoy.
It's very television without pity of you.
Yeah, and when you get to the end of it, things took a dark turn. But we're going to go ahead and talk about it. Spoilers, spoilers, spoilers for one of the heaviest TV episodes I've ever seen.
Spoilers.
If you don't want to know what happens, turn this off.
There should be a mark, like hour and 40-minute mark. Do not listen.
Is that what we're at? Hour 40?
Hour 41 and a half.
All right, so let's just power through this right here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, first bullet point I came up with, and I keep in mind this is before the ending. I said, hey, that old perv says what we're all thinking. I'm talking about when Rob brings his new bride to that dude who he was supposed to marry the daughter of.
Love, you broke your oath for us. Firm tits and a tight fit.
But the irony of it is, she's pregnant, so he's wrong.
She's like 2.5-3 months pregnant. That's not pregnant.
And you look at his daughters, and you're like, yeah, this guy gets it. Mm. He's like, oh, the sexy girl? All right.
I would have broke 50 oaths to get in her pants.
Exactly.
Clearly, he don't get it, because, like, what was he dealing with if he made all those offspring?
He's
like
as ugly.
He can be ugly as fuck, but he's got to get lucky every once in a while.
Oh, he seemed like he did all right in the old knocking boots department.
He had 19 ugly
daughters. He's a ruler, right?
Yeah.
Fuck whatever I want. That's his whole point.
Exactly. He needs a piece of shit. But we're going to get to that. Next, less dirty than it sounds, Bran Worgs Hodor.
I don't care anything about Bran. Bran is the fucking most least interesting character of the whole series.
This episode was, that's my next bullet point, a Bran episode?
No.
Because they spent a lot of time on him.
I got a problem with Bran. Do you don't like Bran?
Bran is so
fucking
boring.
Sans is useless.
He's going to be
agreed.
The Frodo.
Sans is kind of interesting because, like,
why?
Everything.
Oh, I'm so
no,
bored and
you know
tragic.
What? No, she's very tragic. Sansa. Exactly. It's like,
no,
I feel
but
bad
she's tragic on her
played.
Own mark. She puts herself in tragic.
She makes. She's
like, not a tragic character.
She's
a dipshit.
No, she's the
pity party.
She's an airhead.
No,
she's always looking for the handsome
dude. She's a non-dickhead female version of Theon Greyjoy. She constantly makes the wrong decision.
Constantly. But thus, I have.
But she's not a bad person.
Zero pity for her.
What sucks for her is that.
Getting on track, I want to talk about the Bran thing because they actually introduce an interesting plot point where he can take control of people's minds.
That the guy from fucking Love Actually is all like, no one can do that. Like
exactly.
When he takes over,
this
that
was
guy.
An important moment because everyone keeps telling me how important this fucking kid is.
That's the little kid in Love Actually.
Everyone who reads the books always says how important Bran is, but I can't.
And we
I grit my teeth.
We
when
got a taste, is my point. And now this kid is off on a mission. I call him Frodo now because
he's. Fat guy last episode also was important all of a sudden, I was just saying, on this thing.
Toduck?
Oh, Sam?
Or fat guy can kill crazy zombie slayer.
Well, he had a special knife.
He read a book about it.
Go back to Bran. All right.
Well, let's skip Bran because this is turning violent.
Well, what I'm saying, the Bran thing, though, like, all right, he took over a retard. Like, everyone keeps talking about who read the book says he's awesome, but the show does not do him justice. I grit my teeth when he's on the show.
They gave him no time up until now, and at least they gave him an episode.
They did. Remember when he was running Winterfell?
I mean, like, what do you want him to do? Like,
they gave him 30 seconds in those episodes. You can't grit your teeth too much because you don't have an opportunity to firmly lock your jaw because
what do you want,
he's off screen.
An Ant-Man promo or something?
Like, I don't want Ant-Man at all. I don't want Bran. Like, Bran, I wish Theon really burnt up Bran and his little brother. Get them out of the show. Just like my boy. What's the guy from the Twins?
Your boy.
Yes. Really? Killed every gay character in the show. Not Rob.
We're talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Twins.
Who are you talking about?
Who's the guy who fucking runs, who did the wedding?
The guy.
The twins are the fucking.
Now the Twins got all the shitty, ugly daughters he's talking about.
Yeah.
I forget.
The Twins is what his thing is called. Is what his.
His name is place.
It's the name of his palace.
Right. I can't remember. I forgot his name. I don't have it here. But.
All right. He's the man. He killed off. I'm sorry. All right, should I?
Oh, I'm getting to it. Yeah.
Let him lead the conversation.
You can't fucking get a word in when these two are talking about Bran. They get so passionate.
I don't know. I like Bran.
All right, next point. Jon Snow runs away.
You know what? I felt really bad for the ginger chick when
Ygritte.
She's Ygritte. All like, my pussy is like binded to you. And he's like, peace.
It's like, see you later, bitch.
Wait.
Nice watch.
Did he
peace
out? You're not going to get a word in.
Did he peace out on her, the whole situation?
He got
or?
Attacked. There was a fight, and Bran had. Was it Bran took control of an eagle? And
you
started,
know, well,
no. That was the guy
dogs.
He killed.
The guy he
the
killed.
Dogs, the dogs came and hounds came in.
The guy who had a thing for the girl. Mm-hmm. Went after him and he killed him and then he got attacked by an eagle.
He whispered though, he's like, you were right the whole time and stabbed this guy in the bowels.
Yeah. Then got his fucking pretty face scratched up and then he just ran away. Leaving everyone like, really?
Here's my thing. And actually, I talked about this with a couple of people and it makes sense in the books but not in the TV series. If Jon Snow saw the two hounds, then he knew Bran was there. Because that's Bran's
dog. Well, no, there are those wolves. All the direwolves are all the area. They just happen to have five direwolves.
But he has to. How do you not know? See, I think in the book it's different. In the book, there's supposed to be about 1,000 halflings or whatever the hell they're called, like around that area. So Jon Snow knew he had to retreat. Versus in this.
You mean
just,
wildlings?
Wildlings, there it is. Those are,
halflings?
Is that Dinklage was everywhere?
How many hobbits are in this place?
So there's supposed to be like 1,000 wildlings with them after all climb the wall or something like that. So.
Yeah, they definitely
he had to retreat.
That.
But in the series, he didn't have to retreat. He just kind of retreated.
Yeah,
he's
everyone.
Like, please, I got scratched by a bird.
Everyone was dead besides Ygritte and the guy with the beard.
And the beard guy. I forget his name.
Yeah, it's like
Giantsbane.
Stormbane or
but
Giantsbane.
But that's not the case. If you didn't read the book, it's like if he saw those things, why did he bounce?
He was like, yo, Ygritte, nice watch, bitch. I'm out.
Beyond bouncing on his girl, it just doesn't make sense that he would, if he saw, I don't know. Maybe you're saying there's a lot of those wolves, but I don't know if there are.
No, they are the dire. That's what the sigil is of the house, is the dire wolf. There are wolves in the north.
But all right, whatever. All right. It doesn't matter.
All right. Next point that's not related to the ending is Dario takes the city. Now I can tell by the blank.
Dario, you mean
the dude, the
Dario
dude that wants to bang
Dario Natharis,
the dude that wants to bang.
All right, his name's not Dario.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
What is it?
It's like Dario Naharis.
Yeah, I looked it up. It's Dario.
But you said Dario.
Dario.
He said Dario.
Dario?
He said it.
Whatever. Rufio. He wants to bang
the guy who called Daenerys dragon bitch for 6 weeks straight is correcting me on names. That's rich.
Yeah, I agree with him. It's Daenerys. It's just Daenerys.
But he called her dragon bitch.
Oh, whatever.
Dragon bitch. That's what I'm talking about.
He's like, what's her face? Dragon bitch.
Yeah, but you know what? If I say Daenerys, like half the people are like, Daenerys. But if I say dragon bitch, everyone's like,
Dario takes a city. Go.
I think it was awesome. I love that whole thing where he was just like, who's the knight that went with him?
Again, the name escapes me.
He was just like
knight guy.
He's like, I thought you said this was a couple of guards. He's like, it was.
It was a cool fight though, yeah. And they totally.
You get to see Grey Worm fight, which is cool. You get to see the Tharion Aharis fight. That was awesome. The fight was pretty cool, and then all the slaves dropped their weapons, which you didn't see, which I was kind of bummed.
I was kind of bummed.
That was really stupid. They didn't.
But they did it. I'm sure they did it for time.
They wanted to anticlimax it. They didn't want to.
No,
I think they didn't want to show you that before the next thing. That's
before the next thing, which takes us to the Red Wedding.
Well, no. Let's just finish the Daenerys thing, where she's like, you know, was it the Grey Worm and the other knight come back, and they're like, the city is sacked. All this stuff, and they're like, she's like, what happened to the Tharion? And then he comes in with the flag, and he's like, the city is yours.
Yeah.
And the city's conquered.
200,000 slaves.
They said also all the slaves fucking dropped their spears and swords, and they surrendered, and they killed all the masters.
That would have been cool. But anyway, go to the Red Wedding.
Well, this is the part I've been trying to get to, because to me, this was the whole meat of the episode.
I mean, obviously.
This was everything that you were waiting to see, not expecting to
writers,
see.
Writers, producers, everyone said, this is why they made the show.
For fuck's sake, tell me already.
Now, before we tell you.
You really want to hear this?
I really fucking want to know.
I think you should go to the bathroom, honestly. And like,
no, this is gonna ruin some stuff. I don't have time.
Before you watch it, go online, go to YouTube, and watch reactions to the Red Wedding.
You know,
one of the funniest.
I see people start crying. People start,
there's a lot of chicks. I'm never watching this.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, here, to give you some perspective, I saw the Ned Stark episode before even seeing any of the episodes.
This
Ned I knew about.
Ned Stark doesn't hold
Sean
a candle
Sean Bean
here.
Dying in a show or a movie. It's not a huge deal.
It's like Goldeneye over again.
So just tell me.
So we set the scene. It's the wedding of Rob's, what is it, his cousin or uncle?
It's his uncle. The guy from Rome. Yeah.
Who's taking his place?
Kathleen's his brother.
Taking his place, marrying the Frey girl. I believe it's the Freys. Right?
Yes, the Frey. Thank you, Pete.
Okay.
You?
The Freys. Rob was supposed to marry one of the daughters.
Remember how he swore to marry a girl?
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, of course he didn't. He got married and knocked up
the hot girl.
Sexy lady.
Yeah.
And, the wedding goes off without a hitch. It's a very pleasant affair until the end.
When they start playing a different song.
They start playing a different song.
And you see,
what do they call it? The Reigns of...
Oh, by the way, we didn't say Arya. Arya is with the Hound.
Oh, Arya is with the Hound.
And there.
And
she's
they're
like
at
almost
the city.
There.
She's so close to being reunited with her mother and her brother. Then things take a turn and Lord Frey decides, we learn he teamed up with the Lannisters and slaughters everybody.
Everybody.
Archers appear from the balconies and unload arrows.
Caitlin hears the song first.
The Reigns of Castamere.
The Reigns of Castamere, which is a song commemorating how the Lannisters killed two different families completely.
No, it was one family. The family. That Zersh, what was her name? Nina Headley?
Xerxes?
That's why I always say Xerxes, but it's not Xerxes. But Nina Headley, right? Her character?
Yeah.
She explained it in the previous episode that there was a family that was trying to be, there was number two trying to be number one, and her father killed them all.
May I for a second?
Yeah.
Save this place.
And who are you?
That's the song.
Proud Lord said,
shit makes eerie.
Must bow so low. Only a different code. That's all the truth I know.
They didn't have the lyrics in the episode though.
No, they played this song.
This is a promo before the season started, right?
In a prior episode they played.
Oh,
this.
Before the season started. This is the promo for Game of Thrones this season.
Now, I'm just going to pot this down a little bit. I'll still keep it in the background a little. I don't know if you could hear
it. So she hears that. Caitlin hears that. Yeah. And all of a sudden she's like, her eyes just look up because all the men leave to like, not all the men, but a bunch of people leave for
the betting ceremony
where they carry the
husband
and wife.
And all of a sudden, they start playing that song. And all of a sudden, her eyes look up, And you're like, why is her eyes look? Because no one knows that. Well, like, what the hell's going on right now?
Well, one of the guy's sons walks in and closes the doors to the fucking...
Wait. Do you mean Catherine?
Caitlin.
Caitlin Stark.
Caitlin. Okay. Oh, my God. I thought she was talking about this time. All right,
so this happens. Then they flash to Arya and the Hound. Arya and the Hound are walking into the place. And the Hound's like, I got another whore for you, pretty much. You know?
No, not a whore. He's got assault a pig. He had assault of pigs.
Yeah, he was pretending to be like a caterer.
Oh, I thought he was trying to say that he had Arya as a present.
No. He had salted like a pig.
Pork. They're like, we're done with that. We're done with that. We don't need any more. He's like, what do you mean? We're done with that. And then the Hound looks over and he sees armor on the side there or something like that. Something that indicates to him that clearly these guys changed out of their armor into normal clothing or something like that.
Yeah.
And you kind of get this idea. And then Caitlin's looking up at the song. She hears the song and it flashes back to them. And all of a sudden she sits down. And she sits next to, what's that guy's name that she sits next to?
Bruce Bolton,
who is supposed to be allied with Robb Stark. Mm-hmm. And he goes to grab her arm, and then she grabs his arm, pulls it up, and she sees he's wearing armor under his clothes.
Yeah. Chainmail.
And all of a sudden, she looks at him, and she's like, no. And she stands up, she's like, Rob, run.
She slaps the shit out of him.
She slaps him?
Yeah.
I feel like I need to turn it up a little
slaps
bit.
Slaps the shit out of
during
him.
During your description.
Slaps the shit out of him.
Sir
Bolton slaps the shit out of him, and she's like, Rob, run.
Too late.
Rob stands up. Out of nowhere, all these archers appear on the fucking skyline, start shooting everyone.
Up on the balcony.
First things first, the son that closed the doors goes and stabs the shit out of Rob's wife in
his
stomach.
Wife in her pregnant belly.
Oh, I forgot about
repeatedly.
Oh. Well, she didn't have a pregnant belly yet. She was
but pregnant.
It was right there.
Stabbing
the
unborn shit. Then now Rob takes several arrows to the neck and chest.
Necks, behind their necks. Slut.
You just see legions of dudes burst in and start cutting throats. Yeah. They just stand up and start cutting throats. Then you go outside to Arya, who's now trying to sneak in. And this is the most heartbreaking thing to me. She tries to get to the direwolves. Too late. They're in their pens. And these dudes run up with
just Rob's. It's the one. It's Rob's direwolf.
Yeah, but there's several pens with the direwolves. Yeah.
No, there's just one direwolf.
Just that one direwolf, though.
What's it, just the one?
Yeah.
But anyway, they kill the shit out of the direwolf.
They crossbow the shit out of it. Well, Frey, I thought it was awesome. He's like, you've had my wine, you've had my music, and now I have to show you my hospitality, and he does that. Like, honestly, like, I thought this guy was garbage. I love this dude now.
I hated him, man.
No, well, he's such a great character to hate.
He's supposedly, the most hated character now.
No, first of all, I actually love him because he got rid of
him
Captain Stark.
Him and Bolton.
The wife. Man. They were terrible. Every time they came on the screen, it was just, like, boring. Shocking. But no, like those two characters. Come on, Catelyn Stark was like, she let go of Jamie Lannister.
But Rob Stark was awesome.
I know, I liked Rob.
Yeah. No, Rob, I liked.
And I had no problem looking at his wife.
I was about to say that.
I felt the opposite. I liked the mother, didn't care for Rob.
What? Who likes the mother?
Now let's finish the scene.
The idea of,
all right, we'll finish the scene.
Let's finish the scene up. Let's finish the scene, okay? All right, so where did we leave off? Because we just went off on a tangent. Okay, so they're in the hole now. Everyone's dead. Catelyn is alive.
Oh, really?
And she takes a dagger to the throat of Frey's wife.
Oh, nice.
And she goes, "You, as my honor on as a Stark.
And a Tully.
And a Tully. It's like, if you do not let my son go, I will slit your wife's throat." And Rob stands up. He's teetering. He's clearly fucked up. And she's like, "Run, leave, walk out of here, Rob." And he goes, "What makes you think I would allow that?"
Frey
says that.
"I'll get another wife."
Catelyn says, "I will slit your wife's throat." And moment pause. And he says, "I'll find another." And then a dude, I forget the name of the
Bolton,
dude.
Bolton.
That's
Sir Bolton.
Bolton.
He's like
the Lannisters.
Walks up to Rob, says, "The Lannisters send their regards." Sticks him with a knife. Killing
right
Rob.
But literally the episode before that, or two episodes before that, Jamie Lannister said, they said, "Oh, we're going to the wedding." He's like, "Tell the Starks, the Lannisters send their regards."
Yeah.
And that was like, literally he said it.
So the chilling, to me, chilling ending of this.
Wait, so Jamie Lannister knew that was going to happen?
Well, he just said it to say it. Like, you know, But he didn't realize that his dad had already made ties with those two.
Yeah. But the chilling ending to me is the second Rob is stabbed, Catelyn slits the wife's throat.
Yeah.
Stands there and screams bloody murder for a minute before somebody comes up and cuts her throat.
Yeah.
Fade to black.
Everybody.
And there is no ending music. It's just
fate.
Chill, this is just ruined.
No, it doesn't, because I still got to watch it.
It had me sitting in front of my screen like,
damn.
I don't know what to say. I'm going to go to bed.
I was all about it.
I'm going to go ponder this in my dreams.
And they kind of did allude to it, though. Like, Stefan asked me, my brother asked me earlier on the season. He's like, because he was saying, he's like, you're being so cocky, blah, blah, blah. They tell you all things are going to happen. He's like, who's going to die? He's like, two main characters are going to die. And I'm like, okay, Robb Stark. Why? Because they keep talking up how important Sansa is and how important Arya is, how important Bran is. It's stupid.
So clearly, obviously...
Clearly, like, the throne, like, the North, Robb Stark's going to die, and it's going to be important.
Yeah.
So, he died. And I think the other character was Catelyn. But I guess...
And the wife.
I guess the older Lannister would die also.
See,
but
I kind of already knew this was going to happen because the stuff that was going on
No,
because
book assholes can't shut up.
No one ruined it for me.
Lots of people said
just different things on Facebook. Like, there was one where it was a picture of all the Starks. And someone said, Taylor Swift said it best with, we're never... Ever, and each board had another picture of their faces. I'm like, so obviously, ever getting back together.
Book
like,
assholes.
Some of them die.
I'm
so happy no one ruined it for me. Brian keeps trying to ruin things for me. Keeps trying to have conversations with people that read the books front of me.
Ken actually drunkenly ruined this for me weeks
ago. Oh, did you hear it and understood it? Or did you like, was it like subconscious?
You don't know, bro. Rob's going to get it.
It's like, shut up, dude. I don't care, but for you guys, I'm like, why would you do that? Why?
Ask your fucking boyfriend over here.
I think in a show full of characters, there's a lot of characters, right? There's a lot of good guys, right? But like realistically, besides like maybe Tywin Lannister, there's not too many really good bad guys. And with the Frey guy,
Joffrey.
Joffrey is just he's
and that never happened in the books. Never happened. Never killed. Rose is a non-existent character in the books.
Roz.
Yeah. So that idea, that's what really made him evil. Kind of like the idea he can kill somebody.
But he's the most unlikable character.
Yeah, right,
next to the sister. Joffrey's the guy. Unlikable character on TV.
No, Tywin's a guy that you don't necessarily want to see killed. He's a great villain. Well, Joffrey's a guy who's like, just kill the
little shit.
Right?
Everyone's just watching.
With the Frey guy, I feel the same thing with Tywin now. He's an evil, deceitful person, and he's like, you realize how powerful the guy is, where it's like, you know,
it's like
never ever.
And Jaime Lannister isn't as crazy.
Well, he's the best redemption story
on
the show.
Like, that's what you learn. It's like, you know, he's noble, actually.
Well, all that being said, I got to be honest with you guys. I have to pee, and we've been going on 2 hours.
I do also, but that...
Well, 15 seconds.
I would like to go to sleep.
That was an awesome episode, though.
So, watch that episode if you haven't. Follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Email us at paintedblackcomics@gmail.com. Visit paintedblackcomics.com and like us on Facebook. Also, tell a friend if you like the show. Check out the Danger video by Matthew Zeiss and Painted Black Comics, available on YouTube. And also listen to our other show, A Squad. With new shows coming, the new Disenfranchised and the Untitled Geek Project coming soon. Justin, you look like you want to say something.
Painted Black sends its regards.
Let's go out on that.